So this last weekend, I went to a tournament, and one of our local players let me borrow Legion. And I wanted to take Saren and Evail, and I took Saren against a Legion player in round one, and they also decided to take Saren.
That matchup must have been serendipity.
Yeah! Yeah!
Thank God.
All that is holy.
And that was a user submitted joke by
Jarek.
Yeah, sweet. If you want to send,
should, pronounce his last name.
If you want,
I will
to
not
submit a David, your very own David Caruso moment. You can email them to davidcaruso@gmail.com. No, actually,
no,
don't do it.
David Caruso.
We'll set up an account. We are actually going to set up an account for you guys.
It'll
to
be
email
in our forum
jokes.
Thread.
Yeah. No. What? Because then everyone will see the jokes.
No.
We'll ruin it.
The email
we'll
will be posted.
We'll set up the email
in the
account in our forum thread.
Oh.
For episode 11, which is what this is,
oh,
we will put the email address as to where you can send your submitted jokes.
I'm running out of Caruso juice.
Yeah, I know.
And
it's only episode 11.
I got a couple of them.
And with that, welcome to episode 11 of Muse on Minis Miami.
You're doing what I do.
Wait, Bienvenido a Miami. We can switch it up any week.
I was going to, but then you said Bienvenido.
You didn't jump on it immediately, and so I jumped
in. I love the instant argument that just comes out of this.
Oh, all the time with these two.
Go ahead. So who are you?
Married couple. Oh, my name is David Caruso, and I play Circle.
You wish.
I know.
God,
I
was terrible.
God, I wish I was.
I'm Colin. Messy. I play Scorn.
I'm Adam, and I play Minions.
Fox Cricks.
Lance Cator.
All right, so right off the bat, we're going to jump into the talk about the new errata that just happened this past weekend, or I guess 2 weeks when this podcast actually comes out.
Yep.
For a two-hour dissertation on it, listen to Muse on Minis 73.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, basically. We're just going to quickly go over it because there's you might not listen to the regular Musecast. I would suggest you do because, like, they're a good cast. They're okay.
They need it. They need it.
They need
the help. Guys, we are anything if not benevolent and generous to the other cast that's doing far worse than we are. So hop on over there. Give them, like, a sympathy listen.
God,
and if you're going to, you might as well do this episode.
We're taking, like, the crippled system route to this. We're just, like, we're like, obviously worse.
Yeah.
But we're going to peg him.
I mean, but we know what's actually true.
And you're on that episode, so you can attest how terrible.
Yeah. Wait, so does that mean that they're worse and better? My mind's blown. Is that
Let's just say I was the best part of that
podcast.
Okay,
all right.
Jeez.
All right. Well,
gonna shoot my own horn.
Yeah,
so some of the big changes in the new errata is there were, this is kind of a minor change. They just changed a lot of the names. They kind of specified on a lot of like
unit types,
a lot of ranger dangers.
Yeah. So I mean, it opens up the ability for more theme forces down the line. I think.
Mm-hmm. And things to buff units, like if they have a particular model that will
like
buff
Ranger
a unit.
Unit gets X.
Yeah, that will buff like Thrall units or will buff Strider units
I hope
or
that
whatever
buff
it will
is
be.
Called Ranger Danger.
Ranger
Danger. Ranger Danger.
So for all that little like
irrelevant
knick-knacky, like I would suggest just going on there and checking for all your stuff.
There was something about Pursuit too. What did they change to Pursuit?
I don't know because I don't have that spell, so I don't care.
They changed Pursuit so that. Damn it.
You sounded like you knew.
Oh, man, you were right there with
you
so much confidence.
Like
right
you knew
there.
It.
I knew it.
I mean, I could have said it. They changed it to
something about
when their caster casts spells, you get
about
to move
pursuing?
Five times?
Yeah, pursuing something.
All right, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. If you don't know, it's not
big. Oh, no. It was if they move, it's if they move on your turn. I don't know.
So it only triggers on
okay.
It only triggers on normal movement.
Yes.
Is that the change?
I think that's the change.
Oh, versus any kind of forced movement?
Where are the erratas actually
God,
posted?
We don't do any research for this, do we?
No.
Yeah, just hold on.
We're shooting from the hip.
We'll just get corrected
on the other,
forum.
Let's talk about the other more important thing.
I mean, it's their job.
Yeah,
what,
it is their
that's
job.
That's what we have
it
them
It is
for.
Their job.
We'll get back to Pursuit in a bit. Let's just work on the main topic that you know.
The big part of the errata was...
Yeah, the big part.
Now, if a model...
So big.
If a model is out of formation in a unit, then you cannot target that unit with a spell or ability, or like even like Rupert that doesn't
buff.
Target.
Boo. Any kind of buff
just cannot target them before they're active, or if they're a mile out of formation. Right.
So if of the entire unit is in formation except for one guy, that unit cannot be buffed by Rupert, cannot be upkept spelled, cannot be non-upkept spells. Well, you can upkeep spells on them, but you can't cast spells on them at all. So you can't put any kind of ability, Kopnik Joe, Witch Doc Croc, etc.
So killing the leader became infinitely better.
Oh, yeah. And any kind of movement.
Moving him away from,
essentially the moral.
And any kind of movement effect. I mean, all of a sudden, Gallows, TK, any kind of movement effect feat.
Yes, it does.
It does.
We were wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
But in that paragraph, there is the word friendly. So you cannot TK your own guys out of formation, but you can TK your opponents.
Right.
I mean, makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I know people talked about trying to do it in an attempt to prevent getting crippling grasped, but it was, I mean, TK to pull their stuff out of formation is very viable, including the new Cephalix caster they just came out with that has TK and a two-inch place. So your 10 command models now need to be within 6 inches plus the base size, or they're going to get pulled out of formation during a feat turn.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, they tore it apart on the main cast. I'm assuming everybody listens to that and us at the same time, but it takes so many things. I understand what the fix was trying to do, but it did so in an overwhelming fashion that kind of screwed over everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
all I know is this ruined Morvana 2.
Hey, completely...
As designed.
Oh, my God.
Clearly. Like,
yeah, that's what he wanted to do.
Her game is just terrible.
I mean, was that actually...
I would not even play her.
I think there was some mention of that they were trying to prevent the whole idea of having models at the back of the table that for feats and for abilities that could buff the entire unit.
They want to get rid of the Kador Arknode.
Well, yeah. Yeah. PP hates Kador, of course. troll
this just
calls.
Means you're getting an Arknode.
Yes.
Like, maybe
sure.
That's the real, yeah. like
Scrapjack's not available to everybody!
selective non-Sorsha.
Yeah.
Yep.
Three to four points, and
or she has,
on
like,
everybody.
They have a rule where it's like, if Sorsha casts a spell through this Arknode, it immediately dies.
But the spell gets off! Yes, worth it!
Just like this 10-point Arknode. You're like, freezing grip!
I mean, it's just going to... I'm going to try it on game night tomorrow night. I want to see how often it comes up. But 15 points of Winter Guard is so hard to keep in a 10-inch bubble.
I really don't think it'll come up very often. I think... So I actually... at first, I hated this entirely.
Uh-huh.
But now I've been thinking about it a little bit. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, it sucks. But, like... And it sucks for me because, like, my Annihilators are Command 7.
Right.
Which is kind of rough, and especially when I use Last Stand. And,
right.
Like, really, for the most part, like, I can control where my commander goes.
Right.
Or where my unit, whatever, goes. But...
Can you control that they not get shot?
No, from Last Stand, because they'll die.
Oh, okay.
But my unit kind of... It's hard to explain. It's hard to tell where my unit commander or whatever will be the next turn.
Right.
And because they're only Command 7 and it just gets rid of the ability to spread out and my arm is only 13, my defense is 13.
Right.
Like, it's pretty easy to just kind of tear that unit apart, especially when they kill themselves. Yeah. But,
same thing with our Doom Reavers.
Except
you can't target Doom Reavers.
I know, but you can with Saxon Orc. They talked about it on the main cast.
Yeah,
I mean, there's lots of buffs that we can put on Doom Reavers to make them do things. I do, and I've been thinking about the command range on this, and I'm kind of thinking about it a lot since my year has been somewhat focused on Vlad 2, how much better his feat is making things command 12 for his feat turn. Kind of interesting. It's like, well, you're never going to pull me out of my command range.
Yeah.
You know, this Chaosium Assassin boss is command 12.
Yeah.
I'm coming at you, and these are all now it's still information and can be buffed or whatever it needs to be. But
yeah.
I mean, that's a very small corner case scenario, but I don't know. I just see a lot of ways for it to be abused, no matter how careful I am. Someone playing Rhett or someone playing Druids that can get a lucky shot on an Iron Fang Pikeman just goes, come here, and pulls them out of formation, and then, okay, I have to keep Iron Flesh on them, so now they can't charge. for the whole game because you pulled one guy out of formation?
Well, it's more so the bigger kick on the nuts is that you can't battle list them.
That. Mm. Well, there's a lot of different spells that we could use. Or Iron Fang Kovenik. Like, you get one Winter Guard guy, you pull him out of formation, and all of a sudden I can't Tough and Fearless them that round unless I'm... run them and then do it after the fact.
No, you just have Joe shoot the guy in the butt and then...
Right. That seems like a fun plan for me killing my own models.
Yeah, dog.
I am super happy that not very many people play Ron, though.
Like, so here's
I could
my,
see him being played a whole lot more now.
Like, here's my thing about it, though, is, like, most troops in the game, if you're actually pulling them out of formation, you're killing them.
Yeah, a lot of them.
You can.
So,
or you
like,
can leave
unless
them
unless it's, like, warders.
No, he means, like... pulling them is a POW 10, which kills most infantry models.
Oh.
What it really applies to is like fair gators, enough. Warders, champions.
High armor infantry.
Higher armor, yeah, command sure. 8, command 9.
Sure.
Like, so unless the models. Like unless your unit command your unit leader is just getting killed constantly.
Right.
So like that's why like Last Stand Annihilates, because he just is always getting field promoted.
Right.
Like so unless something like that is happening with your unit. It only really matters if they're multi-wound troops. And when they're multi-wound troops, their command is normally like 9 or higher, and they're normally pretty bricked up.
Yeah, because they don't care about blast damage or anything like that.
Yeah, and
that,
so it does, like, I don't think it'll actually, in the long run, really matter that much.
It will matter to trolls, specifically in terms of putting, like, Fell calls on them, or not necessarily fell calls.
I mean, it's burrowers.
Yeah, it's
that's
burrowers.
Where,
but,
that's where it matters.
But it's also Hero's Tragedy. I mean, Hero's Tragedy has a huge effect if you can get one model out of formation.
I would hate for trolls to be hurt in any way. Because the Meat Mountain needs to be hurt, like, somehow.
Joe was kind of mentioning that it made Fell Blades really hard to play anymore. But
I could see that,
I don't know if that's necessarily true, having not played Trolls yet, but
yeah.
Keeping track of where the musician is and what he's doing.
You just have to, the unit is not as great as it is. You just have to be very cautious of where, of how you place. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, War Room is crashed for all of us now.
Oh, I'm fine on my tablet.
Mine's working.
So I figured out what's wrong with what they changed about Pursuit.
Okay.
It is effectively almost in every case the same, except they've typed it as normal movement.
Okay.
So it's you only get triggers off of normal movement, whereas previously it said like during that model's activation. So you would get pursuit triggers off like if they moved and you admonitioned or something and then they countercharged, you would get to pursuit off the countercharge movement during that model's activation.
Gotcha.
So now it's just typed as normal movement. So it's a very corner case because
corner case.
Yeah. It's effectively the same. Actions.
Okay. Same thing off of like freeform.
Yeah.
Because that's outside of normal movement too, right?
So it's just their normal advance. Yeah. So however that wants to be. Like I guess you can pursue it off of like a beatback.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, because it's not the normal movement. Things like that.
Yep.
Yep. So, I mean, so that's the errata document.
Okay.
Like, I feel like we've talked about it enough already.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, it'll be interesting. I'm skeptical about it. I'm worried about it. But I kind of want to see it on the table before I make any kind of actual...
I think it does not affect me at all, so I don't care.
I mean, it adds an element of order of activation for me with Mechanothralls. Because I have to be like, kill a guy, ghost walk them, activate them, leave a guy out of formation, kill a guy, ghost walk them, activate them. Yeah.
I'm going to say it didn't come up for me once this weekend.
It didn't?
So even on my opponent. So.
I mean, there was an entire, like, 32-person tournament, and it didn't come up once the entire day.
Okay.
I
could see someone abusing
it.
To be abused.
I mean, but people elected for it not to.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which is also fine.
I think they even kind of mentioned it, that if, like, well, if it came up during it, we could just say, you just want to play non-errata because it's kind of dumb.
Do you want to play War Machine and ignore the rules? Boy, do I!
Yeah, don't do that. That's probably a bad idea.
I mean, that's effectively what that is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know.
It's like, I'm fine with ignoring the rules. Lich can be back how he used to be.
Oh my god, can I have Epic Morgul back then?
Then all of a sudden you start bringing...
No, because those rules don't exist. They have never existed.
Okay. What?
Mark II is an entirely new game, Colin.
Alright, shut up, Nick.
Well, technically, those documents still exist, though, right?
I mean, the card still exists.
Like, legal.
Well, you said it didn't anyways.
I mean,
there's only Mark 2.
Semantics.
There's only Mark 2. All
right. There was also a new rule that came up. This one's about conversions. And
no, all my dudes.
It was made specifically for Dave.
Just targeted Duro directly.
No one else was affected by this. Only Dave.
Except for all the models that Dave modded for people.
It's like, not true.
Have made horrible decisions, people who have invested in Dave.
Who have spent money on this game.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know what we're talking about or don't listen to the main cast, Dave is a local player who was originally in 40K, switched over to War Machine, has converted a lot of 40K players into War Machine, and got into War Machine because they're hobbying, like a huge part of it is he's a huge hobby guy, so does like all these ridiculously over-the-top conversions. Like he has Crics that are Necron themed, which look really sweet.
The golden blue green Necron that you've seen on any of the paint forums are all
his. Jobs not that great,
but
conversions though amazing,
top notch. I mean,
his paint jobs aren't
Keith's
like
giant
bad.
Lich 2 statue with all of the ghosts coming out of the giant skirt of Lich. That is a Duros work.
Yeah.
Phenomenal stuff.
He now no longer has an army that he can play at an event where Privateer Press is at.
Is that how the rule is? That they can't even play in a tournament that they're at?
Well, no, they can't play in any tournament.
But it's up to the TO to decide.
Yes. It's up to the TO. But Privateer Press has already said if it's a Privateer Press event, it will not be allowed.
I don't know if they said that.
No, I don't think that was a thing.
Okay, I'm lying.
I was thinking for like the ones that they were talking about being like televised or having major events.
So the new ruling is that models, conversions of models, are not permitted to have other companies' IP on them.
So that means
which
like
is
helmets,
pretty far ranging.
Yeah, helmets,
no Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Symbols.
Nope. No portal.
Chicago Bears symbols.
No portal convergence. Suck it, everybody. Like, everyone was doing that.
Really?
Yeah, a ton of people were like, portal convergence.
I guess I didn't see.
Yeah.
I believe it.
The servitors.
Oh,
like,
man.
Oh,
somebody has, I've seen this, somebody has a predator, a totem hunter that was converted to a predator.
Perfect.
That looked amazing.
Yep.
And is no longer able
now
to.
Now illegal.
I mean, I said on the main cast, I can no longer play my Dougal McNeil.
Dougal McCheese!
Or my Darkwing Duck.
Yeah. It's actually kind of funny because I have a Tiberian. Like right now, his shield was like flattened, and then I did the bear symbol on it.
Yep.
And I was like, wait. Like, because at first I thought, this rule doesn't affect me. I don't care. And then all of a sudden, like, I realized, oh, crap, there's a logo that's on my Tiberian.
The NFL is a thing, surprisingly. Yep.
NFL's got to come get you.
Just get the expressed written consent from the NFL. And
right.
You're good.
Your Darkwing Duck isn't. I don't think it's that bad.
What about.
Like, he doesn't have a beak, right?
It's painted.
He has a.
It's painted
yellow.
Like a beak.
What about.
I mean, come on.
Your Rock Bottom.
I'm pretty sure Napoleon is not anyone's intellectual property.
I really hope not.
The idea of Napoleon. I came up with that.
Well, yeah. It's like Napoleon Bonaparte. That was me.
That was my idea.
The country of France is going to...
Who would name somewhere France?
I'm actually made up.
It's like Westeros. Westeros
gonna,
in France.
I'm actually going to have to get a third Tiberian now.
Yeah.
Because my second Tiberian was going to be an Extreme Sculpt Tiberian, which, hey, guess what? Doesn't use any of the Tiberian model like parts.
Yeah, but you were just going to be like, can I play this in a tournament? And then when they said no, you had the regular Tiberian backup.
Yeah, it would be like, it's not a big deal, but now I also can't play that in a tournament.
So now Colin's going to go through a chain and be like, can I play this Extreme Tiberian? And they're going to be like, no. And then you're just like, how about this one? And they're like, no, that's a bear symbol. And you're like, how about this unpainted one?
Why don't you just paint over the bear symbol?
Because I will not do that.
I will not do that.
I will not deface the Bears logo.
I mean,
Colin, you should do that.
I'm in four.
You should do that, and then we'll just like record a video of basically you being in like an internment camp, and you're being forced to paint over your bear symbol, and you're like crying and weeping over it.
Each stroke is just like.
That's exactly what would happen.
Like black and white, like Schindler's List or something.
Schindler's List, but Colin painting over a bear symbol.
Seems terrible.
It gets the point across.
It gets the point across.
I don't know what that point is exactly.
I don't either.
First world problem.
First world problem.
They made me paint over my bear symbol.
Of the persecution of the Jews.
God,
it's exactly
I feel like such a douche now. This is
Thanks,
terrible.
Crump.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
It's something that the it's remain. It'll.
Oh my God, Fox, that's so bad. First world problems. It's so
I mean,
true.
It is
100% true. It's you can't paint my models.
They made me paint over my bear symbol on my miniature.
On my miniature of a fantasy creature.
Shut up! Shut up, guys. This is my problem, and it's real
so
to me.
Our take on valid. Yeah. Yours not.
So our take on the new errata and conversion models ruling is hashtag first world problem stifu.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Stifu?
Stifu.
Stifu.
Oh, yeah.
What are you, like 50?
Get with the times.
I have no idea what
get
that
with
means.
The times. Actually, stifu is kind of
old,
too.
I don't know what that
means. Too.
Yeah.
No one really says stifu anymore.
Roleful captor?
All right. Those are letters to me, Adam. I don't know what they mean.
Anyway, so...
Colin's out of touch.
Yeah. This is one of the first, if not the first time, that the Muse crew has been openly against something the Privateer Press has done.
Yeah.
It's just bad for the business. I mean, it's bad for the hobby as a whole.
Yeah.
Business.
That sounds horrible. I shouldn't say that. I mean, you can see where...
I mean, it is bad for the hobby because you're limiting hobbies.
It makes it
hobbies.
Very difficult to get somebody into the game that is a major hobbyist and isn't playing the game,
right.
Like, would like to take their stuff to the tournaments
because
they're investing hundreds of dollars into the game
and
be able to, you know, I want to make these models using and purchasing from both companies.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's that wow effect of them wanting to bring something that, look at all this work I did to make the models look the way I wanted to, and they're all a cool theme and everybody thinks it's awesome. Now, no.
Should be pretty interesting to see what happens with it. I'm very interested to see what happens with it.
I'm just concerned about going to a tournament and then a model that I totally expected to be legal is not. And then being like, crap.
Yeah. Do what you always do and borrow from people.
That's difficult when those people probably also have models that I can't play.
It's very true.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Fair enough.
It could be a questionable decision. We'll see how it turns out in the end. So this last weekend, we went to a St. Louis qualifier for War Machine Weekend.
Three of you did.
Yep, three of us did.
I'm going to turn my mic off and go to sleep.
Yep, me too.
Two of us played. So who wants to start? Nick? Adam?
These battle reports would be super quick, by the way.
And
hilarious.
And you got to prove to Trevor how amazing they are.
Yuck. Aw, crap.
You have to use
a scoop.
You have to use a Mickey Mouse voice the entire time.
Oh,
his battle reports.
I went to the St. Louis qualifier.
First round. That would make battle reports a lot more entertaining.
Yeah,
a lot of people would be extremely tilted by it. But,
yeah, probably.
But we could
actually.
How about Christopher Walken?
I played E. Kruger in round one.
Don't let him do Christopher Walken.
He can do Cosby.
We're gonna get some Cosby. No, you tell him you're doing Christopher Walken.
I played Christopher Walken in round one.
Apparently, Christopher Walken is now also Italian.
Italian robot.
I did not even know what that was. I could not tell you what that was.
It's a Christopher Walken.
That is not even close to what Colin did.
It's almost like Mario, like, kind of constipated.
Anyways, we should probably.
All right, so, Right.
So you guys played Master.
Composing. So I played Kruger 1,
got him off his game.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Tilted him big time.
So I went to the tournament, played Kruger 1, Kruger 2. I elected to do that because I realized upon leaving for St. Louis, I did not bring my tray. So decided to play two lists that have like 90% model overlap, so it was going to be less of an issue.
Nice.
How did you get them from table to table?
I went. He actually got a
You bought him a tray?
A cookie sheet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, the best kind of trays you can get.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
The best trays that money can buy at a Walmart that's 24 hours.
spared no expense.
No expense. Did you get the cake topper part to it so we could actually have it?
No, but I
then
did.
That's not
I did get
the spared that expense.
I did get the foam padding so the models wouldn't ship.
Well, I mean, not exactly foam. It's more that stuff you put in your kitchen shelves.
That's
exactly why your dishes don't go
in. Yeah, like the plastic mat thing that just sticks in.
Yeah.
I've seen that before, too.
Anyway,
I have two of those sheets. That's yeah. where I was going right. to go with
I have a sheet, right, too. Okay, I actually have a roll. Anyways.
You're on a roll, Wheels. So the two lists I played, Kruger 2, Kruger 1. The Kruger 2 list is the one that's posted on the forums that has three Stalkers, Druids, two units of Old Stalkers, two Gallows Groves, Gorax. Done.
Yeah.
The P Kruger list is exactly the same, except trade out the three Ferals, or three Stalkers, for three Riphorns, but those aren't out yet, so I had to play three crappy Ferals. Thank God I didn't get to play that list all weekend except the round one. And switch a few more points around.
I'm glad you found some Ferals. You were asking about it on Facebook and I never responded.
I did. I got to borrow one.
He didn't beg hard enough.
Yeah.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I got to borrow them from some sweet people. Not Colin.
What? That was me.
What?
Oh, yeah. Where is that Feral?
It's at my brother's primed. House. It's also been primed on accident. You're welcome.
with no spikes
You're
on it?
Welcome.
I didn't want the spikes.
Like, but now there's just holes in his arms.
It'll be fine. You just plug those holes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. With my penis.
Plug it up. Plug it up.
Yeah, anyway.
Those are really small holes, by the way.
Yeah.
I can
and he just barely fits. Go ahead.
Getting sidetracked.
I got plenty of room to spare in those holes.
Getting really sidetracked.
So
we got to get those zingers in.
I'm sorry. Let's go. I'm all on you, Nick.
So they AK ran the tournament. He is actually having problems getting the 32 minimum player requirement for the...
People were showing up?
There were 30 people.
Wow.
And then, so he...
I could have played in the Masters qualifier?
He conscripted two Youngblood players.
You're kidding me.
The main event. and I played a Youngblood player round one.
Oh, you lucky bastard.
So
did Adam and... Yeah, so did you, right?
I did as well.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Had I mean, even if it were not a Youngblood player, it was P. Kruger versus Shea, which is a very favorable matchup for Kruger 1.
Yeah.
So
you lost?
Yeah.
Sucks to be you.
Unfortunate.
Anyways, moving on. Colin, no, I'm just kidding.
No, that's pretty much it. I got to do the usual feat with P. Kruger to kill all the sweet pirate solos, and then the pirates just melt at that point.
Right.
So... Mm-hmm. That was round one.
Sweet round. How about you, Adam?
Yeah. Round one, I got to play against Diana or Di. Her last name is Englehart.
Actually, just no. I mean, you played against Wonder Woman.
Yes, Diana. Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Yes. She was actually really awesome. It was her first tournament, major tournament being at. She was actually playing Amon, and the list was actually kind of a grind. It was Amon and six heavies and two lights. With
Ed Rosa,
what you did there? Yeah, right.
Got the cup and the yeah joke.
So it was pretty much of a grind. So I took Rask and ended up winning on scenario. I was able to anybody that actually came over to our table, including yourself, Colin, like would glance at the table and be like, oh my gosh, yep. Because she didn't have rec markers. So throughout the whole tournament, it looked like she had every model on the table.
I mean, I knew things were bad. Like, I knew.
It was just like, Adam hasn't killed a single model. What the F?
I knew her Warjacks were dead because they were turned around.
Yeah,
that's
I
a good way to do
they
it.
Were
you sure you didn't just,
around.
He didn't just TK them?
He's got TK.
Or she might willingly turned her Jacks around and just let you have backstrice.
Yeah, so no, on a serious point, I went second. I went second, so at the bottom of two, I scored two control points by killing one of her heavies that was contesting the middle zone and then ran a unit of Gavitters over to the flag that didn't disappear.
Incursion.
It was incursion.
Gotcha.
So that put me up 2-0, and from that point, I just managed to switch back and forth between which flag I was scoring. I sacrificed a Rassler to have her move, hoping it would bait her to move her Reckoner away from challenging a flag, and it worked, and she moved the Reckoner away, which allowed me to score the...
I mean, you moved a Rassler as in you failed a charge.
I failed a charge.
I like how you flowered
that
up. Colin, thank you for that hard-hitting, honest reporting.
You sound like you were much better than you were.
No. I totally screwed her over big time.
Not at all.
I mean, I... I effed up, but still.
It was on my feet turn, and I was hoping to be there, and I was out very shortly, but it ended up working out that I was out to the point that she needed to walk the Reckoner over and away from the zone.
You're like,
so it worked out
hey, wait a minute. This seems okay.
Oops, I failed a charge.
Part of the plan.
Yeah, I bet.
I failed my charge.
Oh, my gosh.
But then I forgot
that song existed.
Yeah, so did I, actually.
Now you remember, and you forgot something else you knew.
That is a throwback.
I'm not that innocent, Lance.
Tell me about it.
So, long story short, ended up scoring 5 control points and ended the game that way.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cacao round.
I hear having 5 control points is really good.
My round one, tweeted.
Yeah, Colin rode all the way to St. Louis.
And spent $30.
In the 5-man sardine mobile.
And didn't play a war machine.
Did you at least win the Twitter war?
I won. Yes, I won every round.
Twitter war.
I don't even know. Maybe what that means.
Between me and Chili.
I made it up, Nick. Jeez. have a little bit of imagination.
I mean, this weekend at Tulsa, we're just going to have a Twitter war between me and Chili, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it, Nick. Round two.
Round two Kruger. Was a scenario. I don't remember what it was because it was irrelevant.
Kruger feet win.
Oh, what's irrelevant because it's the one where you get to minus points your opponent. That's why it was irrelevant.
Oh, yeah.
What time was this tournament? Because I could take a round and say what I was doing at that exact moment in time.
Like,
and it would be as hard-hitting as Colin's conversation.
I was going to go for the bathroom, too. Oh, my gosh. I was on the toilet.
I'm sorry. Keep going. Round two, go ahead.
Anyway, round two, I get to play against... Danny Modesto, or not Modesto, Danny Goodner. I don't know why I said Modesto.
Whoa. Every
Danny
there. Is the same.
But I got to play against...
Modesto's on the mind.
Got to play against Danny Goodner. He was playing both of the troll lists that Flanzer had played at War Machine Weekend. Okay. So it's like a Grim list with some guns.
Yeah.
And then Ruins of War.
Yeah.
And he realized that one of my lists hard countered both of his lists, that
right.
list being Kruger 2.
Right.
Who shuts down all of Grimm's guns.
Right.
And then that Kruger 2 list also had druids in it, which shuts down Runes of War.
Right.
And so I played Kruger 2.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Must be nice, Nick. Must be nice. You played Dredge. Nobody had the sideboard to be Dredge. Anyways.
Enough with the magic conversations.
Dude, it's the best.
Important things of note in that game are on my second turn, I got to go first. On my second turn, I was able to drag out his Mauler and then kill it with a Stalker. And I didn't feat with Kruger that turn. I was on the fence on if I should do it or not. I elected not to. Mole got to walk forward and kill one of my Stalkers. To which the immediate reply was kill Mulg with 2 Stalkers, then feet. And now the Earthborn is like far away, dirtling in the back. And so it's like Earthborn Axer versus 2 Stalkers and Rune Shapers that can't do anything
because of anti magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It eventually came to a point where you went for some assassination by throwing one of his Rune Shapers at. Was it not a? Oh yeah. He threw an axer at my counter magic guy, killed it, and then tried like 2 rock hammers at Kruger and failed to kill me.
Gotcha.
So, it was definitely a matchup that was very much so in my favor.
Sure.
So, which is why I will tell everyone if they're not playing druids with Kruger 2, they're doing it wrong. God, it's such a kick in the nuts. Because people are like, well, you know, I can do, like, the stuff still. You know,
I can totally just cast a spell. Wait, stop right there. No, you can't.
Yeah. It's like, well, maybe I'll shoot those druids. Oh.
Nope. Can't do that either.
Oh, dang. Well, I guess I'll have to melee him to... Oh, his feet's like a melee time.
This is why everybody should play Throgs.
No, I'm just joking. Natural predator.
Just kill Throgs.
It turns out Nick doesn't care about anything.
Homie don't care about Throgs.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Every time I play that list, it almost feels invincible. Almost.
Just like that movie. Anyways.
Yeah, with Marky
Mark. He feels like he has the power. As in He-Man's sword.
Yeah.
You
mean
power.
By the power of Grayskull?
I have the Adam's second battle report.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Next round, please.
Yeah, second round. Let's see. I got matched up against Chris Green, who was playing Crix. I guess I didn't say this at the beginning. My two lists were Rask and Maylock. They're actually posted on the Minions forum.
Oh, wait. I thought his name was Chris Simpson.
Yes, Chris Simpson.
Swoosh.
It's actually Simpson?
No, it's Green.
No.
Oh, it's Green.
Adam,
okay.
Adam just kept calling him Simpson all day. And we were at dinner with him, and he's like, I played that round against Simpson. And Tim Simpson looks at Adam and is like, we didn't play.
Yeah.
And then
Chris Green was to,
he was like,
was to his left.
Right next to Simpson.
Was he playing a green machine list?
Yes. No.
I don't even know what that means.
That's the, isn't that the pirates? I thought that's what it was called. Anyways.
Now his, so the list that he ended up taking against
green,
me was
green
P,
machine, whatever.
Was P-Scar and Black Bane's Ghost Raiders. And two, let's see, a unit of regular Bane Knights.
Oh my god, Black Banes, what did you do?
I know, right? Like, I was like, crap, incorporeal. And then both of the cavalry units.
You, right?
No, he actually didn't attack with them. He just like jammed me up. And
then you walked past them.
Actually, no. Throgs walked up and killed them. Would kill like two
gotcha!
To three of them. Throgs
get in there
didn't
and
work
mix it up,
game.
Throgs.
So, long story short with this game, he actually was in control the most of the game because I was stuck back behind the wall being jammed, and Scar was scoring the zone, and I couldn't dominate the flag to remove points from it because he had Black Banes and other things standing around that my Gators could not kill. So he was up 2-0, and then I ran a Bull Snapper into the zone so he couldn't score. The only thing that he had to really be able to kill the Bull Snapper was Scar. So he charged Scar to the Bull Snapper to remove it, which actually opened up an amazing assassination for me. Yeah. Because so he opened it up, went up 4-0, and then I was able to have a Witch Doctor walk over, sack strike on Scar.
This was,
and then
this was P-Scar, you said?
This was P-Scar. Okay. She was camping 0 because it took her removing all of her focus in order to kill the Bull Snapper.
Were you playing Maylock or Rask?
I was playing
Maylock.
Yeah,
Fox. Okay. Turns out you don't always roll a 6.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't always roll a 6.
Yeah,
I roll 4s and 5s.
Well, she killed the Bull Snapper and a Gator that was standing next to the Bull Snapper. So it wasn't just the Bull Snapper that took her all the focus in order to kill.
It was a feat turn, though?
A feat turn was the turn before. So it's post feat, so she's been damaged.
Oh,
but she had also healed herself by...
She'll be
also
dead.
Healed herself.
Yeah. Dead.
So a Witch Doctor had got a Sack Strike PAL 16 on her, so that's amazing. And then I was able to revive two Gators and get two Gator charges on her, which was enough to Gators with rerolls to finish Scar off. Even if that wouldn't have worked, I was able to clear up a line for a Throg to charge her. And then I still had a second Sack Strike that would have been able to finish her off. The two Sack Strikes alone probably would have done it. But Gators got it done before everything else got to activate.
As Gators got to get. I don't know.
Neither do I.
Gator needs his gat. If you're quoting other guys.
Gator needs his gat. There we go.
There you go.
Round 3, I can't remember what the scenario was. I know there was a flag on, like, was it the flag circle?
You played against Carnage, right?
The flag was
with an objective.
Yeah, it was the two objectives.
Oh, well, fire support?
Flags in the middle. Flags in the middle, two objectives offset.
That contest the flags.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, it's a... What is the name of that?
Our listeners know. They're smart.
Two flags, two
They'll
objectives.
Correct us on it.
He was playing Zol and the Xerxes Team Force with a million medium-based turtles.
So this is Carnage from Crippled System.
Yep, Carnage for you!
Carnage, I'm still disappointed you ducked me.
So, P-Kruger really bad versus all the stupid medium-based turtles. So, elected for Epic Kruger again, which is actually a very good matchup against Zol, who plays a mostly melee force, and against Xerxes especially, because that feat is essentially just a time walk. Believe I went first. On my second turn, he had run some infantry up far so that I could kill a couple of them by dragging them in with druids and lasering them with shrimp or, like, punching them to death with a stalker. So I killed, like, two or three...
3 Citrati on my second turn. More importantly, I sent a Primal Stalker into Tiberian and just one rounded him off the table. Which
yeah, minus one.
Yeah. Which Carnage wasn't actually like expecting. It happens like half the time. So
yeah, it's a coin flip to take one of his best pieces off the board.
Yeah. And then I had cleared Tiberian there, which meant there was going to be like nothing to contest the flag on the left side. So I had Kruger charge a druid that I had placed over there in the butt. And then feet pushing, catching all of his models except for like a handful of incendiary on the other side of the table. So that like only one model could get back to contest the flag. And then I TK'd myself so I wouldn't kill my own druid, and I'd hid Kruger behind the druid cloud. He has no real option at this point, because, sure, he has put a bunch of medium bases in front of my army, but I have, like, 2 Warpal Stalkers and one that's frenzying, and, like, my entire army is going to be able to shoot his army. So he just throws everything at me in the hopes that I can't eat it all, including Xerxes on 5 camp on a hill. Who I proceed to have druids go. He was also hiding behind some Citrati, so I have druids go, pull the Citrati out of the way. I was lucky enough to hit them all, didn't miss any, so I got to expend the last one pulling Xerxes off the hill. Then Kruger goes, TKs him around and towards 2 Warpal Stalkers that both got primaled.
What's the defense of Xerxes?
13.
So 15?
Not snakes. Dice plus 2.
For the Warble Stalkers.
Oh,
he's talking about for the druid.
Oh, I'm talking about the druids pulling him off the hill. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the overseer, so he needed a 7.
Okay.
It's only 15. He's an 8.
I mean, it's still like.
Was he just towed on the hill, or was he like up on the hill?
He was like an inch on the hill.
Okay.
I mean, I rolled like a 2 to pull him off.
Okay. The TK gets him to where he needs to be still.
No, I agree.
Yeah, I didn't need to. It was just convenient.
Right.
Yeah, I was just like, let's just, sure.
It made it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then Kruger has 2 chances at a boosted 6.
Right.
Instead of at a boosted 8.
Yep.
Way better.
Seems good.
Yep.
So.
But yeah, so you won that game. You killed Xerxes.
It was actually super fun because he was on 5 camp. So, like, the first stalker goes in and is just like, kaboosh, kaboosh, and then, like, blows up a heavy and then finishes him off by trickling damage back to kill his caster.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yep. And Carnage is a great opponent, too.
Yeah, he was super fun to play against. Yeah. He threatened to kill me with a chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's
I would have liked to have seen that.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Like, if you're a thrill seeker and you're like,
Crump, the thrill seeker.
Hey, guys, what's up? And then Carnage just comes running from background, just like with a chair in his hand, just wham.
Yeah.
WWE style, and just starts hitting you with it.
Start.
Yeah, it's got a Happy Gilmore in it upwards.
I always enjoy playing against Carnage, so, but it. That, again, was another matchup that was very much so in my favor.
Yep. Carnage is actually, he took it to the Facebook group on for Scorn on how to actually take on E. Kruger. And I found that really funny because nobody really plays E. Kruger. And so that means he made this thread specifically to counter Crump.
It's been a good idea.
I mean, him and I play every tournament. So, like, any tournament the two of us are out, we play.
He's got to be ready for you.
Carnage, you need to talk to me about beating this guy, because I would like to do the same.
Yeah, you guys can beat me.
So, Adam, round 3.
Yes, round 3. I got to play Crix again. Randy Lawson, Laws.
So weird.
Yeah. So, if you haven't figured out now...
2 Crix players in 1 tournament.
What? Crix drop for me is Malok, as it is for most Gator / Minions players.
Surprising.
Yep. So, he had 2 lists. He had P. Denny and...
Lich 2.
I was 100% expecting him to take P. Denny, and he didn't. He actually took Lich 2, which is an interesting matchup. I don't feel horrible about it, but I don't love it at the same time. I went second again. All of my games, I actually went second for the day. And he advanced and ran forward on turn 1. I did the same, advanced forward. Turn 2, his
witches did their little mini feat and then jammed the flag zone. And then at that same point, he ran some Bane Knights on the opposite side to surround the zone. And he moved his Jack just outside, which from my side of the board looked like it was just outside of 4 inches. And I didn't say anything, and I didn't measure it during his turn, because the last thing I wanted to do was measure it on his turn and him see that it was out of 4 inches.
Right.
And that actually happened twice. Then he ran a he ran something on the other side. Then I was like, "Oh, that's going to definitely be out. It looks just out of 4 inches." And then came to my turn, and the very first thing I did was like, "Yep, out of four. Yep, out of four. Okay, sweet, we're good."
I mean, when you're playing, just if you even think that you need to contest a flag, you need to measure that four.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure now, do now you can. Yep. You can do it at any time now. Yep. So the other thing is, his witches ran in, jammed my gators on their feet turn. They passed their command check. But as soon as I realized that this Jack was out, I was like, wow, if I can get those witches to break, I can clear everything else from that zone, score a point there. I can kill that objective and clear all those Bane Knights and get 3 control points at the bottom of 2 on E-Lich. All right, that sounds really good. Let's do that. And then that was what I proceeded to do. Maelok activated, feated. I debated about actually engaging Maelok with the witches to just get an extra command check. And I figured, well, the worst thing I could do was put him up there and then him kill Maelok. So
right.
Kept him safe.
Worst thing I could do is lose the game.
Is yeah. lose.
Yeah. So I played really safe. I actually put a 5-inch cloud between Maelok and pretty much his whole army. Sure. Kept Maelok behind a wall, way off the table. And then activated the first
14-17.
Okay, yeah. Just curious. Go ahead.
Yeah. Pretty then, balls.
Pretty low. And then I activated my first unit of green gators. Dirged of mist, which is immediately broke, and proceeded to score 3 points. So,
wow.
What's an amazing thing that if you guys don't realize for the minions players or the gators players or anybody actually playing against witches, that when they're fleeing, this is specifically for gators, that you can charge that living model 10 inches away and be able to, you won't be able to damage the witch, but then you can take your reach attack against a bane that's 2 inches away from that witch and be able to clear them off with your second attack, even though the witch stays there. So that's how I was able to clear the zone, because I was able to charge through incorporeal models on top of my models being incorporeal.
Sure.
But allowed for me to get the distance I needed.
Do they have magical weapons?
No.
The witches do.
Oh.
Witches have magical weapons.
Oh. So but you weren't taking freeze strike? Oh, they were
because they were
fleeing.
They broke.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. So, but it really allows for you to get your placement because otherwise they only charge 10 inches. They threat 10 inches with an 8-inch, so you're really able to get them where you need to get them.
Right.
And then was able to kill the objective pretty easily, and gators tend to eat Bane Knights very easily.
Yeah.
Then it went to his turn, and he realized, holy crap, well, I pretty much need to jam this zone. And he jammed one of the zones and then attempted to run some things over into the other zone, and it became a matter of, can I clear? All I need is 2 more. Can I clear the zones? It looked as though my caster was out of being able to run over and dominate a flag.
Sure.
So he also took, which was the right call, he took Lich and slammed Lich down my throat and said, okay, can you kill him? Because if not, he's going to come and do some damage next turn, which is the right thing to do. So a bull snapper walked up, gave Maelok a little push, and then Maelok was able to get to the flag and dominate and score 2. And that was the end of the game.
Cool.
Pushing is amazing for everybody that doesn't do it.
You got to push it real.
You got to push. Oh, yeah, push it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Nick, so round 4.
The last round I'm going to talk about, this was circle, big circle flag one, whatever that's called.
Essentially a non-scenario.
I put against Chad. Yeah, it's the one where you can only score on the flag by dominating it. So there is only one scenario zone that's relevant. Because if you put your caster in the middle of the table, it's probably going to kill you. Probably. This was a matchup I'd played before against Chad with a slightly different list. It was the Meat Mountain versus Kruger 2. And I keep wanting to know how this matchup pans out if I ever get to go first, which I never do.
he always outrolls you in the first.
Yep. So I think it actually changes it up huge.
To your favor?
Potentially. because I just get to be so much farther up on the board that on my second turn, I get to pull more of his army towards me and kill it without reprisal.
Sure.
Whereas he's so much further up on the board if I go second that I can't pull as much and kill more.
Without getting a face full of his front lines.
Right, I have to feet
a face
early.
Full of his
I have
meat.
To feet, basically, right. I have to feet with Kruger earlier.
Yeah.
Which is... Worse.
Turn earlier.
Yeah, actually.
When he's kind of ready for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I actually do want to know what that matchup plays out if I go mean, first.
What's it like to get a face full of Chad's meat?
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's not too much to handle.
Agree, Fox. Agree. So Chad went first. On my first turn on bottom of one, I had the druids go forward, and I pulled like three warders far enough forward so that I could... shoot them with shrimp, and I managed to kill two of them and then put one to tough check. Then he just ran some stuff forward.
He ran.
Yeah, this is rough. And Grissel feeded.
Oh, man.
And then on my following turn, I managed to pull a couple of other warders out from a different unit on the other side of the board, and like a stalker kills them, and then I feed with Kruger. Now this is slightly off, but essentially. No, that's right. So Kruger feats. So that was
Nick, we're better at this.
So with her feat, they don't get to hyper aggressive as far forward because hyper aggressive is a full advance. And right. So speed two warders aren't as threatening when they're hyper aggressive. So Shrimp got to laser beam them more. And then on his following turn, he kills a few druids and some mold shrimp, but I had placed all of my heavy hitters far enough away from anything that they weren't under any serious threat of dying. So there's on the circle, how it has played out at the end of Chad's turn is there are like three warders and two champions, three warders in the middle of the zone, kind of in a line, perpendicular to my table edge, so just running straight through the zone, and there are some champions on the side of it, and in the back of the zone are Mulg and Grissel camping two, and this is after both of the feats are gone, and at this point I have three stalkers, two of which are in like a TK walking range of Grissel. If I can manage to get like a warder out of the way, or like maybe two warders out of the way.
Sure.
So I started debating this, like, assassination because I was really nervous about, like, how the attrition game was going to play out. And which is why I feel like it favors me a lot more if I go first because
sure.
the attrition game is a much more viable strategy.
Right, you can scalp a lot more of the army out
before
ahead of time. Yeah.
I have to start getting desperate.
Yeah, makes sense.
And there was this, so Grissel's camping too, and I spend like 10 minutes tanking because I'm just like, all right, this assassination is on the table. And I've been playing Kruger a lot lately, so I'm starting to see, it's actually really cool because I've been playing him so much, I'm starting to see assassinations
sure.
that I hadn't like a month ago or like wouldn't
yeah.
have started piecing together. The only issue with this assassination is Mulg potentially just murdering my stalker
walking
as it goes
and,
to
yeah.
kill Grissel because right. they're like right next to each other.
Sure.
And so this is an important thing of note. Mulg had Animist, so I couldn't cast spells within
nope.
6 inches of him. It's
yeah.
a slight annoyance. It wouldn't have mattered like
yeah.
too much. But the assassination that I was thinking about going for and probably should have looking back on it, I think the odds were better than what Chad had thought they were. So I have four druids that can push Mulg with force bolts.
Sure.
And if any single one of them roll a crit,
yeah.
then protective fit is off the table.
Right.
So rolling a crit on not snakes is a 15%.
Yeah.
So there's four chances at a 15%er. Even if I hadn't crit knocked him down, I think I could have pushed him far enough away that it would have taken like one or two protective fit moves before he could actually get back.
Sure.
So the plan was Force Bolt Mulg until I either knock him down or push him far enough away that it's less of an issue. And then Primal One Stalker to murder the one or two warders that are in the way. Kruger goes, TKs, Gristle around, and then like Primal's the other Stalker and, you know, shoots Gristle once or twice. And then that Stalker just walks forward, needs fives to hit, and his dice plus probably one, because I think it probably would have still been in the Creel Stone.
Sure.
But still, fives to hit, dice plus one on five attacks if she has two transfers.
Right.
So the real iffy part of that is, can I take Protective Fit off the table?
Right.
After thinking about it for a long time, I elected against it.
That's good, yeah.
Went for an attrition plan, primaled two Stalkers, sent them into, like, three warders and four champions, killed one warder, proceeded to lose the game.
He proceeded to just choke on his meat.
Yeah.
Well, tough checks involved, right?
Yeah, I knocked down, like, six models.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And they all made tough checks.
Yep.
Are you sure it was six models? Sure it wasn't, like, five or four? Anyways.
Well, it was six, and one of them died.
Oh,
so there were, like, five knocked down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, man, maybe I have a chance in this game, because the champions weren't at, like, minimum threat to the Stalker. And there's this Fellcaller that I had managed to tough check earlier and shoot him, like, four times dead, and he tough checked, like, three times or whatever. Yeah. So there's still this, like, knockdown Fellcaller, and I'm like, that guy has to die. Like, none of these guys can get reveried, because then this game is 100% over. And so Kruger's like, shoot him in the dick! And then he's just like, no, don't shoot a guy in a dick, tough check. And I'm like, ugh, buy an attack, shoot him in the dick, tough check, buy an attack. Got him on the last Kruger shot. I was just like, thank God. Yeah. Didn't matter, but...
Yep, then Nick lost the game. Round four, Adam.
So round four, I got paired against, guess what? Crix. And Keith. Yeah.
Oh, no, Keith.
And actually, Keith's Denegger list. Keith is playing P. Denegger and Elitch. And I feel better if he would have taken Elitch. I hate his Denegger list. Absolutely hate him. And especially because on the way down, he's like, I think I'm going to put Rock Bottom in here so you can't make my things flee. Like, you dick.
He's looking at him in the eye and going, I think I'm going to play you.
Yeah. And, so he took Denny, which I 100% believe was the right choice. and I wish it was the three-list format so I could have brought my list that I kind of built to play against his three-list.
Which list. Is?
That's my 8-min units of Gators, Barnabas.
Right.
Yeah. So because the thing that Keith's list does is it shoots you off the table before you even get a chance to get there.
Right.
And Barnabas is good against it, one, because it forces you to make lots of terror checks.
Right.
And on top of that, you sit in swamp pits and say, okay, go ahead and shoot me off the table.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work as well.
And then Crippling Grasp this three-model unit while the rest of them murder.
Don't care about. Exactly. So, yeah.
MSU.
It's my MSU. So, but obviously that wasn't available to me, so I took Maylock. He went first. I went second. It was the same, obviously, non-scenario. He jammed up the table on round one. I knew he was going to feed on me on round two, so I feeded defensively on the bottom of one. Made sure everything was undead, and so I sit in at high armor, hoping that he would remove as minimal number of models as possible.
Yeah, so you used Maylock's feet defensively.
Yeah.
Which is not optimal.
Which is not optimal, but...
Then you get shat on the face.
Yeah. But if I don't use Maylock's feet defensively at the bottom of one against his list, he shoots off two units of Gators instead of one unit of Gator. So, foreshadowing... He advances Denegger up as far as he can, pretty much. Actually, as far as he can and feels safe, because he was making sure that he was catching my Witch Doctors so that I could not sack strike against him. And so he's staying outside of the gate.
They can't make star attacks. Yes, their feet's fair.
Yep.
God. Well, no. It's not a star attack. It's a star action. So I could have sack striked. He was making sure he kept the distance of 8 inches away from me walking
sack
up.
Sack strike's not a star attack?
It's a star action.
That's weird.
So, tip,
if that ever is allowed, if you ever have that opportunity on a Denegra feat turn, take a sack strike against her.
Nobody plays minions. Keep going.
Totally.
Anyway.
Beastgar hasn't.
So, Scar's got a sack strike dog. Yeah. People play her.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. Also, he feats, and then Crippling Grass, my non-arm 22 gators.
Sure.
The ones that he knows he's going to be able to shoot off.
Yeah, so they're now arm 12.
So they're now, now arm nothing.
Sick
so
gators!
Crippling Grass. And then he, I see him thinking about it, and if you were to talk to Keith, I know right now he would tell you that this was the major mistake he made in the game.
This was the straw that broke Keith's brain.
Camel.
And he played, he proceeded to cast a Scourge against my arm 22 gators that were in front of him to knock them down.
Sure.
So that they couldn't, you know, stand up in advance and attack. And he did. He succeeded, and he knocked them down. He didn't kill any and didn't do really any damage to them. But by in doing that, it left Denegra at nothing. So zero camp. His Nyss activated, shot off a unit of gators. Boomhowlers came up and played defensive, proceeded to shoot the arm 22 gators. Didn't kill any. And he blocked Denegra so I couldn't see her with two Boomhowlers directly in front of her. There was a few models on his feet that he didn't catch of mine. One of them being a war beast, meaning a bull snapper. So on my turn, his feet actually really helped me. So on my turn, the non-gators that I was planning on killing, he made it easy for me to kill my own gators is gotcha. Essentially what his feet did.
Right.
Oh, thank God P. Denny feed it on me.
Right? Oh, my God. If P. Denny didn't feed on me.
This is the best feeling ever.
I was so happy. So,
you killed your own gators?
Yeah, my green gators came over, and I spent like a bunch of models activations to kill two gators. And so I was successful in killing two gators, and then my bull snapper walked up and pushed my witch doctor far enough so that he could then walk forward, moving 4 inches instead of 3 inches.
I'm doing a lot of pushing.
I know. I pushed a lot this tournament.
Gotta push.
So, but
and pushed in people.
Because when he had initially done his calculation, like, it was still out of Denegra, but it was able. I was able to sack strike a gator to kill the Boomhowler directly in front of Denegra.
Sure.
So even if it makes its tough check, I can still see her.
Right.
But it failed to make its tough check. Then Maelok activated, made two gators that are no longer affected by her feet because Denny's feet is a pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Proceeded to charge with rerolls, and whoop, that was the end of it.
Wow. Gator to the face.
On her feet turn.
It's a horrible way to die.
You killed her. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's really good.
Yep.
That's the best time ever to kill her.
Kill Denny on her feet turn.
I've only done it like three times. It feels so good every time. It's like... It's so like,
it's
like sex.
Yeah.
I do think, though, if he would have
taken Epic Glitch, you wouldn't have had the assassination.
Yeah. Actually, every time I killed anyone on her feet turn, I feel like.
Isn't that bizarre?
So I feel like George Bush is just mission accomplishing me. Which is like, did it. We all did it.
So for those of you paying attention at home, that was the fourth round in a 32 player tournament. That means the top four guys were all Muse on Minis guys.
We're the best.
Woo!
Around.
No one's ever gone.
What was that?
What? Dude, I don't know the words.
So
I'm never going to keep you down.
Now we know.
I don't know the words.
We know Crump lost. Adam won. So that means it's Crump, or it's Elder Crump versus Chad in the finals.
And I should mention, Chad is list locked.
Yeah, Chad was list locked. So the whole time while Nick and Chad were playing, I was not thinking that Chad was list locked. And I was like, all right, I got to take Rask because he's going to take Miserable Meat Mountain. And this is just going to be a grind. And then halfway through their game, he's like, yeah, I'm list locked. I'm like, holy crap. That means I can actually, like, he's playing.
He said halfway through the game.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay.
Halfway through, because we were done on the bottom of two, so yeah. I got to actually watch their game.
Yeah.
So, our game.
So he had the second list.
His second list was Egrim.
Okay.
And Burrowers.
and
scattergunners. The list was Egrim with an Impaler, a what's the acid
slag
troll called?
Troll.
Slag troll, and a Blitzer in his battle group. There was a Rune Bearer, there was a Fell Caller, there was a Stone Scribe Chronicler.
I farted and Lance cannot stop laughing.
Anyway, Stone Scribe Chronicler, Burrowers, full Scattergunners with UA, full Stone with
full
UA.
Stone.
Yep. So him having the Stone in that list actually really screws my feet. Well, I've got to say what I selected. So I actually decided to take Maelok against him because my plan was going the attrition route. Because in an attrition game, I feel really confident on that because he can't really remove. It's very difficult for him to deal with arm 20, arm 22 gators on a consistent basis. And then when he kills one, I just bring it back.
Yeah. When did you use Rask?
Like
round one.
Oh.
Round one.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
Yeah.
Clearly, Maelok's the best one.
Right. Clearly. Oh, yeah.
So, but so I figured that was a really good attrition game for me as long as I was able to keep Maelok safe. And he went first. I went second. I made a major mistake on the bottom of one during my turn. I ran Gators forward, and what I should have done was went with my attrition plan. We were playing close quarters, and if I would have just taken my entire army, ran it over the flag, and put Maelok next to the flag, and said, okay, we're going to play this attrition game, and I'm going to stand next to this flag all day long.
Sure.
I don't think that he can chew through it all, and then eventually he starts giving me his beasts and starts getting into situations where he doesn't want to be able to, and to push when he's on, you know, if he plays that same game where he keeps Grim by it, I can just run a gator over and be like, okay, now you don't score, and I continue to score.
Right.
So, and that would have been the way to play, but I made a mistake on turn one, and I didn't do that, and I moved a green unit of gators too far forward, and he mortality-ed them and then took them off the table. It did take his very last attack to take them off the table because they generally – it's not the easiest thing for him to do shooting because when they're mortality-ed, it makes them a lot easier because the unit was also engaged. Three of the models were engaged, so they were getting the arm bonus from
the
unyielding.
Unyielding, yeah.
But so that happened, and then once that occurred, I changed my game plan. On the top of two, he put Grim next to the flag and had laid a trap. Crump had laid a trap. Thanks a lot, Crump.
I mean, I got his blitzer good.
You did get his blitzer good. Directly in front of or on Grim.
Right.
So that Grim was like towing it right on the edge on the flag. And he saw two of the gators that I would be able to revive. He didn't see a third one.
Gotcha.
He did, however, Spirit Chaser, so I wouldn't be able to get multiple on there.
Right.
I had not feeded yet, so on the bottom of two, I feeded and proceeded to stack armor on two of the gators. I revived two, put them directly in front of the trap. Stack armor on one of those gators and a different gator, so that when they enter the trap, they're effectively arm 22 and can't be damaged and can't be knocked down.
Right.
So the first gator charges and is just out on getting two attacks.
Okay.
I did rerolls, of course.
Sure.
Second gator charges, can't take any damage either because he's arm 22 and will only get a reach attack. Third gator charges is not spiny growth.
Yeah, he needs like an 11 to knock him down.
Yep. Is not spiny growth and is not engaging a model. So, yeah, he needs 11 to knock him down.
No, he was engaging a dude.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why he needs 11.
Yep. Mm. So, okay. And so that failed. So gotcha. I got all three of them on his caster.
I mean, 11's never happened, so.
Yeah. Zero.
Not once in this entire game, especially next turn.
It's 0%.
Yep, especially next turn.
It's a flat 0%.
So I have three gators, essentially. Three gators with charges. I'm sevens. I need nines to hit. I've got rerolls, so essentially six attacks.
We should also mention Grim is camping zero.
Grim is camping zero.
Wow. Grim naked.
So, which makes this significantly better.
Right.
I mean, it makes it remotely worth attempting.
Yeah. And the reason why...
It's camping one. It's not worth trying.
Yeah, no. So the first gator hits and proceeds to do 11 damage. Or 9 damage, I'm sorry.
It was 9, yep.
It was 9. Does 9
puts
damage.
Puts to what, like 8 HP?
Yep.
He has 17 boxes.
So, eight, yep. Puts him at 8. So all I pretty much need is one more. And I proceed to fail the next two. So even with rerolls, which happens. Rerolls. You know, it's
yeah.
That's a shot at the chance.
Yeah.
The major mistake that I made was I did not proceed to take my other attacks because at that point I took a long time on my turn deciding whether or not I was going
right.
to go for this.
Right.
And I said, all right, I'm going all in or not. And I went all in. And then in the process of going all in, even when I make my attack, I should have, like, even though I was out of
there was a
range,
chronicler a half an inch away from that gator.
Yeah.
Could have eaten him. Didn't
should've
want him.
Should have beat the chronicler.
Wow.
Yeah. So just major mistakes in terms
right,
of that.
Right. Right.
Picky eater.
Should have continued.
Yeah, Adam's turn ended. I was like, chronicler, no.
Chronicler. And I remember eating chronicler also, once. Gave me food poisoning.
There was also a blitzer that could have been attacked by the second gator.
Yes.
Yeah.
Turns out gators have 2 attacks. helpful when you do them.
Yes. Uh-huh. Because I had just like put all the dice in this bag.
Sure.
And said,
sure.
What it's going to be.
No,
which
done
is
that
a
for.
Horrible, horrible decision. I should have never, like.
I'm going to make you a note card that says, like,
make
step
all of
one,
your attacks.
Think about this assassination. Step two, gators have 2 attacks. Step three, eat dudes.
The key is, even with going for this attack, I still needed to play the rest of the models out correctly.
Sure.
And I didn't. And that's why I lost the game.
You lost it.
I mean, that's not why. The turn one was a big one.
Right.
But, so I leave him at 8, and then shift to his turn 3, his top of 3. He,
sure.
More because the Chronicler is still alive,
right.
He says, hey, guys, let's like hitting people standing next to war beasts.
Yeah.
So Grim has no problem killing the gators. Okay. Kills the gators, puts before killing the gators, puts mortality on the gators so I can't make my tough checks.
Right.
Removes that unit of gators, and then he places another trap in front of Grim.
Sure.
Sorry, on Grim's toe in the base.
Right.
And then a blitzer proceeds to walk into the trap.
You've activated my trap card!
Rolls
Chad
11s.
Rolls an 11, knocks himself down.
Knocks himself down.
Okay.
Oof.
Don't know. Make a trap. Why walk in your own trap?
Yeah. So then,
it's not enemy model. It's enemy model.
He's eating where he poops.
Wow.
He's eating where he poops.
What a fantastic metaphor.
It's pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't know why the blitzer walked in there. What was he attempting to do?
I think he was going to try and shoot some of my models.
Couldn't
well,
have just
wanted to get knocked
anyway.
Down just to fool Adam.
Yep.
Brought him in there. Because the next turn, Adam brings his caster.
Yeah, so the very next turn, I look and I'm like, all right, Grim's sitting on 2 transfers. If I can get Grim to transfer 2 attacks with Maelok, I have a sack strike lined up that doesn't look like it's lined up. That so if I can get him to transfer these 2 attacks.
I mean, of course it's not lined up. There's a knockdown blitzer in front of him.
So
like, what's that guy blocking line of sight? He's in a trap.
So I walk Maelok up, boost to hits on a Venom. I hit on the first Venom. No, I'm sorry. I missed on the first Venom.
You should have just tried to roll some hard.
I lied.
Hard tens.
Yeah. And just gone for 3. Probably would. No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have just
so
Venomed
anyway.
An entire unit of burrowers to death in one turn.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was a thing.
That,
they
that
were fleeing burrowers in like the perfect conga line for him to just go blap, 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 and they just all die.
Hmm.
Elected
yeah, this,
to go for some assassination
this,
instead.
Yeah, this
okay.
goes. This is where this whole.
Did you undead that green unit?
Yes.
See, I didn't get to watch the beginning of the game because I had to play some irrelevant.
The one
game.
That got removed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They were undead.
Maybe not have undeaded them
because of the slag.
Yep.
Yeah.
Probably would have been better. To
yeah. Probably
because you're not going to get tough checks anyway.
Well, I would have got the tough checks if I didn't run them so far forward. Because I'm engaging his models. I'm def 13. I'm def 17 engaged. So the problem was I ran one model too far forward and it wasn't engaging. Which is why he was able to mortality that unit.
Ah.
So. But So I continued to stay on the assassination train, which I should have gotten off on round one before I even saw the first assassination and played the attrition game, which was the plan from the beginning.
That you completely bailed out of.
Yep.
All aboard on the assassination train.
So
there were these fleeing burrowers that I was just like, God, Maylock just charges over to the side, gets this perfect line and goes, blah, blah, probably kills 90% of the burrowers. If he doesn't, he has a third blah.
Yeah.
Like so, sevens to hit kills.
Right.
It's like sevens, not snakes.
But I was feeling major. I was also feeling some major scenario pressure at that point because he was up by two.
Sure. On top, when you kind of are on one path like that, where you make that first assassination attempt, and then something kind of goes weird on their train or on their turn, where you're like, I think I might be able to still make this work.
Yep.
You keep going down that path, even though you had a clear line of what you wanted to do.
So my next point was, okay, if I can get some damage, if I can get two Venoms on his caster, and get him to transfer the damage that puts him on no transfers, and then I'm able to get a Sack Strike on his caster.
The only issue I had with that plan is that your Venom damage rolls have to be like 18.
Yeah.
Like, it's dice minus 7.
Doable.
He did transfer one
it's
damage.
Dice minus 7, and he had 8 wounds left.
Yes. On the
so
first
you have
one
to do
that I damaged,
15 damage.
Yeah. Well, unlike 11s, that's actually doable.
Yeah.
So you lost the game.
So I lost the game. So because of Maylock's positioning at that point, he obviously just proceeded to kill Maylock. So.
Yep.
Good job.
Yep.
Way to get that far and the tournament. I mean, have you played Masters games before Master Tournaments before?
So because of being a veterinary student full time, I don't get the opportunity to travel very often. I haven't even had the opportunity to play in our stores recently. So it was nice not being able to play and finally get up and go to another tournament. Outside of that, my major tournaments are War Machine Weekend, of course,
right.
Daikon,
right.
A few other ones.
It's just great. I mean, to be off for that long and then to be able to go all the way to second place is fantastic. So
I really think it has to do with all the animals
you mean,
that I deal with every day.
You mean like, right. The first loser?
Yeah. If you're not first, you're last.
Remember that, Ricky Bobby?
Yeah, right. That's not true.
The
second, third.
Congratulations to Chad. He is now qualified for War Machine Weekend.
Congratulations, Chad.
And then Adam got second. Keith got third, and Nick fell down to seventh.
Strength of schedule, yeah.
I was just like, it's just like in the final, or like in the third, fourth battle, got seventh. War Machine.
Yep.
Like you care about getting more coins.
About getting store credit.
Well,
to buy board games.
It,
yeah.
Wouldn't you think that any tournament would cut to top four?
You would think.
To buy board games that we never play, Nick.
Right.
Dude, we could play right after this podcast.
Yeah.
We could podcast about the game.
Yeah, right.
The game actually looks pretty sweet.
We play never play board games anymore.
Oh, is that what you bought?
We can play Monopoly.
No.
Yeah.
All right, hang on, guys. I want to ask something.
Yeah?
What
do you want to ask? Damn it.
What does the fox say?
Sort of wish I went.
And that was,
what does the fox say?
I did not go.
All
right, so now we have a new segment for
because I care about my mother.
Ooh.
We also made it back from
Mother's
Day.
Say this. I want to thank AK and everybody down in St. Louis in game night because they do a great job running tournaments. If you guys ever get an opportunity to go, go on down.
Buzz.
They did okay. I'm kidding. You guys
we're
are awesome.
Yes, to a guy
the guy
on Twitter
the entire time.
Yeah.
Lance is with me.
I was playing with my twat the entire game.
I will say,
flicking the bean.
That stupid Lions cub got me with the LL bean. Stupid Lions Club had this stupid fundraiser and got me good with these rib tips that were unedible. Like, there were ribs. Imagine eating ribs that you cannot take the meat off the bone. That was the experience
so
that I got.
So you're eating bone with meat around the outside edge
of it? No, you couldn't eat any of it. Like, when you finally ripped a piece of meat off the bone, it was like eating a tire.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was a little pissed.
And the Lions Club sold that to you?
Like, Applebee's was better.
Whoa.
Applebee's makes me sick every time I have it.
Yeah, really? Well, Applebee's was better by... 7 bajillion miles.
I mean, I know Applebee's is bad, but making you sick every time.
Yeah. I've had it 3 times in my life, and every time it's made me ill.
Getting to see, like, JR from Clockwork Vox and, like, some of the Crippled System guys, like Jeremy and Carnage, and like, it's a lot of fun. It's always fun to see, like, and Jordan Knack.
Knock?
He was at, no, Knack. He was there.
Cool. Did you apologize for messing up his name?
I didn't mess up his name.
Did you get Crump to apologize?
No, I suggested that he legally change his name to Knock because that's what everyone's going to call him for the rest of his life anyway.
Because of us.
No, because that's how you if you see his name.
Yes, we did.
And you pronounce it.
Yeah. It was one of our first Caruso moments.
Yeah. I'm just
and we blew it big time.
Yup.
Cool.
Yep.
Well, it's cool to get to meet him.
It was pretty great when AK said, announced like that he... Jordan Knock or got fourth place or like sixth place or something. Yeah. And everyone was like, it's Knack.
Yep. It was, nice. That was pretty great. And that's right. Thanks to us. Now everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sometimes you want to go
where everybody knows your name, like a War Machine tournament. Yep. So now we have a new segment for everybody. This is called the Signarliest Hour in Miami.
We're doing this for an hour.
An hour?
What's our time stamp?
It's just a fraction of
what's our time
hour.
Stamp? We're doing this for an hour?
The gnarliest it's just 3 minutes.
It's
of
just
Miami.
The name of the topic. It's
why don't you just call it the Signarly Hour? Sure.
We're doing
the
3 minutes hour. Of three Nemo Dojo.
Woo! Wait. How about we call it the Signarly Factor? It's like the O'Reilly Factor, but Signarly?
Sure.
Yeah?
I don't hate it.
I like this. Because
we're doing this live, Colin. Because we are actually doing this segment live. There's
yes,
no plan for this.
All right, so the plan is to do a live list build.
It's
for
not
three
truly
Nemo.
Live.
Everybody though. Wanted this last week, and we're very upset that we didn't get to it. So I'm glad we're finally able to come back around. And
I wish we would have gotten to it, because over the past week I've been trying to build Nemo lists, and I've been really frustrated at it.
Well, we're going to help you out
so
here by figuring
out.
All
right,
where,
step
where
one, P.
Start?
Alexia.
Yeah, P. Alexia has to go, right?
Like, who's about 12? Like,
it's got to be like... P. Alexia, and then probably a Thunderhead. Like, it just seems like good synergy.
Is 3 Nemo on this P. Alexia list?
I don't know. Maybe. I was thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But...
All right, let's talk a little bit about... Do we talk about 3 Nemo, or do we just assume everybody
so
knows what he's
let's
got?
Let's just talk about his strengths, the things that I like about him, and then I can talk about the things that I hate. I mean, that seems like an okay... Actually, let's start with what I hate. I hate his stat line. His defense stats are balls, so we're going to need to put
he's an old man.
Of,
what do you expect?
We're going to need to put some sort of defensive mechanisms in the list
14,
for him.
6. He has 16 armor. He has 7 focus. Like, that's...
Yeah, well, just 14, armor. 16, camp it up the field, boy. Arcane shield him? That's armor 26! Oh, that's better than Terminus! Never mind those Iris bullets.
Oh, yeah, what's his mat and the power on his weapon?
It's 5 and 12.
Hey, he's got a sweet gun.
Yeah, his gun is actually super sweet. This is the most intriguing part about him, and the only thing I actually really like about him, is he has a range control gun, which will be 14 inches unless you spend focus to make it grow. And
make my control grow!
It's a POW 10. So it's a range 14 gun, basically, that's POW 10 and leaps to D3 other models that take POW 10s.
Mm-hmm.
Are those boostable?
I would
yeah, they
so.
Are.
Sure, why wouldn't they be?
Yeah. So those are boostable. Good. My plan on making Nemo work is still in effect.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, I can't wait till you scoop out of this by figuring out whatever is not going to work for you.
Nope. As well as his chain lightning, which I think is hilarious because his gun is like chain lightning. So it's just like,
yeah, I mean, double
took
down.
Way farther, way away.
Double down.
In case my gun wasn't good enough, here's this 3 casting cost spell. He has Electrify, which is a spell that is balls and you should never cast. Except in corner case situations, I guess. Fell safe, very solid spell.
Yep.
Yeah.
Force Hammer, situationally, good spell.
What's Force Hammer again?
It's the thing Ron has that slams people.
Oh, man. So you could slam stuff out of formation.
Well,
whoa!
Okay.
Way
dead.
Better now.
So it's probably dead after that. It's patch off.
Yeah.
Slam that Satixis. Got your... and then Lightning Shroud, which is actually a very good spell in Signar because it turns their Jax's melee damage potential way up, which gives Jax plus 2 strength and Electro Leap on their melee attack.
This spell makes like Thunderhead kind of worth taking a little bit because it brings up his weakness, which is his low POW.
And his feet
which I'm pretty sure is a tarp, is electrical damage rolls in his control area get an additional die.
Mm-hmm. DJ Thunder!
Why is that meh?
Because Thunderhead is good in this list now.
Because the stuff that typically has electricity on it in Signar is overpriced or bad.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
I like the Reliant.
Reliant energy.
No, in all really reality with him, that's 8 points, range 12, AoE 3, POW 13s, RAT 7.
No, I should also mention he has some stupid rule where, like, you can't electroleap to immune to electric models. Electric Boogaloo.
Wasn't there, like, a list-building rule where you don't want to take models for, like, a feed specifically or something like that?
Sort of. It's, like, it's I remember kind of just bad hearing to build a list for your feet. I'm okay with it in this point, except for the models that have electrical damage rolls are overpriced.
Hmm. Even like storm callers?
No, those are like, the only ones.
Okay. I was just making sure you said all of them.
What's awesome about the Reliant is that his pulse hammer has the clap.
Awesome. Wicked.
Hilarious.
I like the electro field a little bit better.
So should we talk about
some STDs?
So let's
talk about Nemo 3's mount.
Let's talk about
sure. she does have a mount.
So she's Arcane Assist, which is good because for his two upkeep spells.
I was like, I do not remember him having a mount. Gosh, this is so bad.
And the joke is just always good.
For his plus two strength and failsafe spells, he has Arcane Assist on her, so that means he will have 6 focus.
He's
on
a large base.
That seems bad at 14.
An interesting rule she has is that if Nemo allocates a focus to a Jack in her command, it gets allocated an additional focus. So,
woo.
What?
Force multiplier.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
So that's
so we're going to start with
Reinhold, which sucks.
Does he want Silas or a Squire?
Can't take him.
He's got the captain adept.
The answer is yes. But screw you.
because his mounts. This is his attachment.
I don't even know what that's like.
Ranger, it's like does he want? Yes.
Yes.
Can he? No.
What should his battle group look like? Are we looking at
I have been on off about Stormwall. So here was what I was thinking was kind of a shtick that you can do with him. This crappy part is that he takes Reinhold, which immediately like takes Kane off the table, and Karras alone.
I'm looking at another list. We're looking at this list.
Okay, fine. Let's just go balls deep.
In a vacuum.
Whenever you build a list, don't consider your other list.
So
this might be a hardcore, Adam. So that's only one list. If you're playing for funsies at the shop, you don't worry about your other list.
So
this might be a hardcore.
I was thinking
essential
from the other factions that I play that the feed is kind of a trap, in the sense that Durgan's feed is kind of a trap. Because if you want to take models that have blast damage and mercs, you're like shooting yourself in the foot because all the models that have like blast damage suck balls except for Durgan. So Durgan's feat is basically make me sweep for a turn to like make people fear his assassination potential.
Sure.
So that's how I viewed this feat as well. So you could potentially just...
Yeah, that Earthbreaker is pretty bad.
I kind of want... Earthbreaker didn't exist, dog, until just now.
Just now. It just came out.
Yep.
Like a year ago.
I mean, like a second before you just said
Durgan,
that.
A year ago.
Right. Blah.
No blast damage in the list other than him.
Right.
Like, you want to take them OACs, dog?
Sure.
All right, you're really bad.
They're going to be awesome in their Cephalix.
Whoa! So anyway, I was thinking of treating the feat in that sort of scenario. And I kind of wanted to put a Stormwall in the list, so you can have the Stormwall walk forward, and then, like, put a pod next to their caster, and then have Nemo just feat... double gun it, and then put 2 four dice POW 10s on their, like, no camp caster, which will actually kill a lot of casters in the game. You're just like...
How does his feat read again?
Electrical damage rolls while done in his control area get boosted.
Placing a pod.
No, they're additional. It's not boosted.
Placing a pod.
It's additional, yeah.
3 dice. Placing a pod.
Yeah, if I want to have Nemo go first and then place the pod so Nemo can't shoot that pod and then not kill their caster.
I know, auto hit, yeah.
But yes, yep. If you want to do it in like an attrition sort of sense, yep. That works.
I mean, who plays for attrition? Like, only terrible players, right?
I just thought it was cool because it gives you potential to just like have the out against like Denegras.
All right, so we're
like,
in.
Because you're in on the Denegra, you're just like, and Kadoop.
Is this gun magical?
So how about two storm walls? I like two storm walls, actually.
I don't think it is, actually. No, it is
not. That sounds horrible.
Two storm walls?
More lightning pods to throw out there and shoot.
All right.
I scoop.
All of the versatility with lightning pods. How about a Thunderhead?
Here's a question that I'm thinking with him.
I don't love it.
Which is something completely opposite. Is running only a Lancer and a Reliant with him, and then running all troops. Like,
what troops are you going to play?
Troops. Steelhead, Halberdiers.
As someone who has played Gun Mages without Deadeye, they're bad.
Alexei and
they're just fine.
They're bad.
Black 13th.
They're bad without Deadeye.
Well, every time I've played against Gun Mages, they've
had. All right,
had
so we're throwing
Deadeye
Junior in.
Yeah, it's like your ability to go kill Satixis is like 100% to zero. Yep.
Well, that's what the Rangers are for.
Rangers are bad because then you're going to electroleap your Rangers. I've thought about this.
So
I was like, yeah, because then Nemo's going to be like Rad 10. And I'm going to be like, shoot that guy. Oh, my Ranger.
So one Ranger dies. You run one forward. It gives you the boost. That one dies. Next turn, you run another one forward. That one dies. Next turn, you... And then they break.
But I actually debated putting a Storm Strider in the list.
How
Storm
about...
Storm Striders are decent with them.
Yeah.
What about Jakes? Jakes with a Thunderhead.
It's pronounced Junks, but anyways.
Thunderhead. Paying for the Thunderhead in the. I mean, and I somewhat agree with Crump on this in that building towards the feat isn't probably necessarily the best way to go.
Like, it's not exactly.
You've got better options.
It's not exactly building for the feat. It's just that you have a defense 14 arm 21. Thunderhead.
Sure.
What the hell?
Under fail safe.
And sidekick.
Under fail
so
safe.
He goes up to defense and then you give him fail safe.
Well, you can't do sidekick.
And then I give him two upkeeps.
Oh, sidekick goes on him.
Okay. Is it on him or on her?
It's on him.
It's like, why don't we just Arcane Shield and fail safe our Centurions? That sounds pretty good. Let's do that.
Man, that'd be the best.
Like arm 25. And like,
okay, I'm sorry. I made a mistake, man. Like, holy crap.
Welcome to Signar, brah. Can't stack spells.
Okay, so Jakes is out.
No, I don't think she's out. I think you can put something else. I don't know if it necessarily needs to be.
I wanted to
that.
Build.
Like, you could do a Stormclad.
I wanted to build this
list.
Why
are we talking about Stormclads, I guess, with him?
In such a way that, like, Nemo kills all the infantry.
Yeah.
And you just.
Nemo kills all by himself.
Yeah, because he'll kill, like, 8 a turn.
So, like.
8 a turn?
I feel
turn?
Like what you want to do then.
Yeah,
is
it's
like,
effectively D3 plus 1.
So.
Because it's initial shot and D3 arcs.
Why don't we add a Lancer? Right.
So two of those shots.
Because of Reinhold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I feel like Nick
so
wants
like
to do.
It's like 6-ish a turn.
That doesn't
is
seem
like
guaranteed.
A Stormwall, two
I mean, it's at minimum 4, at maximum 8.
Hmm. Okay.
Like, okay, so here's what I'm thinking.
Go ahead.
A Stormwall with two Centurions is a lot of beef.
It's a lot of points. How much do you have left over after all that?
Oh.
And some, and you got 3 Stormcallers in there?
Three Stormcallers.
Okay.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Ooh.
I think I'm out of just.
I do like Centurion.
It's 10 points after a junior.
How about Chargers with him?
I do actually like Centurion.
Are we just going to keep going down the list of Jacks?
No, in all reality, why not
Chargers
with them?
Because X with him?
When you allocate a focus to him, they get a second focus. So
right.
They get their two, one to be.
While in her command?
No,
it's
yeah.
While in her command.
It's, so, and they have powerful attack.
Right.
So you boost the first one by the second one. So you're always getting two with Chargers.
The only issue I have with that is you're in the please don't kill Finch plan. And then she dies, and you're like, God, these Chargers are balls.
So
I don't know if he's doing the plan he's saying, and I think, I mean, it definitely has some merit to it. I don't know if it necessarily kills off as much stuff as he's saying it's going to.
No, we just put in a unit of Black 13th, though, and then we kill, like, 12
right.
infantry
right.
models.
Right. He doesn't have a lot of focus to throw around.
No, that requires
one focus.
No focus.
No, I mean, for the Charger plan he's talking
the Charger
about.
Plan
or
requires,
the
Nemo's
bunch.
Two shots requires, like, no focus from him.
No, I know. Okay.
Because he just aims and takes 2 rad 8 shots.
At control range 14.
Yeah.
Okay.
That could be up if he wants to.
That could be up if he wants to spend on it.
Sure.
And upkeeping fail safe.
We could make
and
it rad 10 if we wanted to put Rangers in the
yeah.
list.
Rangers. So here's
just
the
have
list
to make sure
I'm
you,
looking at.
Your eyeball of electroleaping is good.
Right.
Because if it's bad, you're just going to kill your own Rangers.
Yeah. All right, Colin, what do you got?
Here's my idea.
Rangers are only 5 points.
3 Nemo, Stormwall, 2 Centurions, Junior, 3 Stormcallers, Reinhardt, Rangers, and Ayana and Master Holt.
Why Ayana and Holt?
Like more POW? Like if you're worried, like so if your idea is that Nemo takes care of all the infantry and then you just want like something to take care of armor, like don't you want like POW 20 Centurions?
You could do like Gorman if you wanted to.
They're already POW 20.
They're already
Centurions.
POW 20 because
he
of
has an armor buff.
Yeah, if you want one POW, probably
POW 22. Sorry. POW 22, because why not POW 22?
Sure, so do right. All right,
why
a Gorman
not put
instead?
Gorman and Ragman in too?
Oh, man.
Because Master Holt also does. Because
clearly
a bit
that's
of work
just
on
overkill.
He does.
So, I mean, then you still have a little bit of extra help other than just a gun. And, I mean, the obvious Stormwall ability to take care of infantry.
I don't actually know.
Right.
So the only reason I want Stormwall on the list is for pods to target.
Yeah, which is really good.
Wait, so if we're going with the part...
don't know if
we're going for the
it.
Targeting of pods, why don't we run a Strider as well?
Like, actually, this list has a ton of, like, ways to deal with infantry with Stormcallers and Lightning Pods and...
Right.
Yeah.
Like, actually, I actually feel like this is a solid list. I might play it. Except there's no PLX yet. Damn it.
Yeah.
5 points.
Damn.
I'm not... I'm 99% sure that the start of every Nemo list should be Reinhardt Tack.
Oh, crap.
Because good luck keeping the old man alive.
Yep. Sorry, Rangers, you're coming out. Tack are coming in and probably Gorman.
Do you have enough room for that?
Let's not take all of the characters away for a caster that probably doesn't need them.
Well, he needs Tack.
That's not a character, though.
No, he's playing with War Room and he's not putting Tack in yet. Put like, Tack in first, and then we can have a conversation.
I feel
about
like the only
there
character
2 points left.
I feel like the only character of importance that he should take is Reinhardt.
Yeah.
Sorry, there'll be 1 point left because I can't do math.
Say five. Yeah.
All right. So maybe only 2 Stormcallers. So probably enough.
I actually wanted to build the battle group as like Centurion, Defender, like second Centurion maybe. And then you just have 2 Centurions, 1 fail-safed, 1 arcane shielded. Holding things,
yeah,
while Nemo annoying. And defenders
zap
rip and, things up.
Yeah.
I like the idea of a Stormwall 2 Centurion battle group with him, actually. With failsafe safe and then arcane shield. Like, I feel like there's so much to get through. Like, and then you can kind of like hot swap failsafe around if you like if one of them starts to get beat up, because it's going to be really hard for anything to actually one round one of those jacks.
Yeah.
So like, then you can kind of like if you let the arcane shielded one get attacked first, you can drop arcane shield, throw on failsafe. It's just
true, especially with the both centurions being polarity shield, unable to be charged.
Yeah, it's like
yeah, it'd be very hard to one around those.
That's actually pretty insane. I like this list so far. Well, I mean, so far, I mean, I have it built, so you guys are just lagging me.
Play it and tell us all about it later.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'm
trying to think of the focus layout. So he has, like, 6 a turn. So he can allocate 3 to a Stormwall.
I just don't know if loading him up with a ton of jacks... I mean, it's okay, but I don't know if it's
a ton of jacks.
I actually
kind
of like the idea of playing Silverline with him as well. So
Silverline, Stormguard.
Yeah, they're.
What do they give him?
They're 12-15.
They're 12-15, but they're also Electroleak targets.
Sure.
That you can use to free them up in order for them to be able to advance and engage infantry.
So they'd be 12 up to a 16, down to a 14. If you shot them,
there's actually one reason I don't like
if they're engaged.
Yeah.
It's that just due to how the board will play out, you're going to have, like, Nemo behind Stormwall a lot, and then he won't get good use of his gun.
Yeah.
No.
Because there's just going to be this giant 5-inch. So we should put Terran to shoot our own Stormwall.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Yeah.
It's still, if he's still behind that, though, he's got the entire base size of the Stormwall. Plus
right.
The 14 inches.
I don't know
to get
why
through.
He has to be behind the Stormwall.
I'm just saying the way that it happens on like the board a lot is just due to terrain.
Right.
Like, it just, that just ends up happening a lot.
Yeah.
When you have Colossals in your list.
Right.
I played it with, like, Bart, who's a really hard-to-kill caster, and he just ends up behind the Galleon a lot because there's just no, like, there's nowhere for him to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't notice that when I use my Mammoth, so. And even when I've played the Stormall, other than my P. Haley normally sticks behind, but that's because she's just afraid of dying. I guess so. Nemo,
sort of like Nemo.
Afraid of dying.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
to a
stiff
breeze.
I hope this is kind of a good starting place for people. We seem to be coming a little low on time here.
So this is how far we've gotten, guys. E-Nemo. Reinhold, go.
That's about it.
You mean Nemo 3.
Nemo 3.
Yeah, we're not playing E-Nemo, we're playing Nemo.
Nemo 3.
No, God, Legendary I just... Nemo. No, whoa. I think I figured it out.
No, he hasn't.
It's going to be an hour.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And then P-Alexia.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Electro Leap targets Risen.
Nemo, bro.
Yep.
Yep, and then you just get more of your own Risen with the Electro Leap.
Oh, crap, it's coming back on me.
All right, I got it. We're going to just...
Nick.
We're just going to Electro Leap all their casters to death.
Exactly. Anyways, moving on.
With Tempest Blazers. What?
Whoa.
They have the Electro Leap guns.
It's actually kind of funny.
Lance think is about so that. Over this. It's all right. Just say you're over it.
I think for the last 15 minutes, me and Fox should just talk.
Yeah.
And then they can just shut up.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like the rest of the podcast for us, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right.
Oh my gosh, we still have Dojo.
No, we're not doing the rest of this.
Of
we're done
after
this.
Ran with him.
I mean, we still have
actually quite a bit.
Yeah, with double armor buffs, absolutely.
The other new segment.
Yeah, the thinking outside the Fox box. Oh my God, I can't wait for that segment next week. But tune in next week when we reach.
That scared me.
Segments. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give a quick. We're going to start signing out now. I hope we helped anybody kind of with the three Nemo.
We all have different ideas of how to play that caster. So us all saying like, dude, no, you want to do it this way. No, you want to do it this way. There's
figured,
no winner.
Lance,
it's just
we figured
what it is.
It out. It's Reinhold, Tack, Junior, Centurion, Phil with points.
Okay.
That every Nemo list should have those models, though.
Okay.
Or you're doing it wrong.
Yep.
Yep.
I hear filling a list with points is really good.
Yeah.
How you build a list.
I recommend doing up to the amount that the value of your event is.
I think you probably want 53 points in a 50-point list.
Yeah.
It seems good.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a 50-point event, I cannot stress this enough, play 50 points worth of models.
And those points that you can fill
no
this
more.
List with,
maybe a little less.
Those points, they can be anything.
They could be.
They can't be anything. You can't play Cephalix, Fox.
They can be.
You're right.
He really wants to be able to, but he can't.
Yeah, holy cow. All
right, guys. So remember to visit the Muse store. What is it?
MuseOnStore.com.
MuseOnStore.com.
MuseOnStore.com. MuseOnStore.com.
Again,
MuseOnStore.com.
I think we have Legion.
The key is repetition.
Yeah, it is.
We have Legion. Menoth is done and by now should be up in the store, I think.
Yeah.
And then Rhett and Minions, and that's it. So Menoth should be up. So it's Legion, Rhett, Minions.
I hope Menoth's not up when this hits. Gotta look.
Yeah. And then Crix is also up in the store, newly added, I think, last week.
Yep.
So
Crix gets multiple feet templates because Nigel couldn't make up his nine. So you have two. Yeah. One of them is a skull.
I thought
gate.
Some people
some
have
them,
two.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they eventually decided that the skull NATO was a terrible feat token. So if you, those are limited edition. If you got them, they're like the Beanie Babies that they effed up.
Yeah.
They're worth billions.
Hang on to those. Get them signed.
Get them signed by Nigel Brooks and John DeMarie.
Yeah.
DeMarie.
Remember to like us on Facebook.
Also, stay tuned for multi-wound counters that will be coming eventually to the Muse store.
That you championed.
They're amazing.
Burr, burr.
Yep, we have prototypes for those. I think Nigel may have posted those on Facebook a while back. We have prototype multi-wound stuff. It's really cool. So Muse store, really exciting. More stuff coming up for it. Remember to like us on Twitter. No, like us. I had it right.
You had it right the first time, and then Adam
and
interrupted
then Adam
you, and you blew it for the fifth episode in a row.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. This is Colin.
Crump.
Lance.
Adam.
Foxbox.
Yes.
Foxbox.
All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Nick just got accepted by the Crippled System Clan in Clash of Clans.
Boy, I am next door neighbors to Tsunami. It's pretty sweet.
That is true. He also just got accepted, so you guys are both newcomers.
Nice.
So.
We're gonna rabble rouse it.
How do you rabble rouse?
I don't know.
Clash of
I'm also next to Pax Lock. That guy sounds really lame and pure funked.
I mean, that's Billy.
Wait, what?
Billy the Kid?
You're not near me.
No, that's Billy, like...
Little Billy Hungerford?
No.
Like, Texas Billy and Mandy?
Billy... God damn it. Billy from Cedar Rapids.
Oh! Wait, who?
Ship.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Hilarity!
Is it actually sad that I remember that guy from... Well, she touches my penis, so I do what she says.
That's
a pretty good line.
I don't think that's sad that you remember that.
I am paraphrasing, but it's something very close to that.
Yeah. No,
actually,
I remember that too.
Sure, yeah.
I remember that too.
He's just like, well, she touched my penis, so.
Yeah. Is that too in explaining about why he's doing things with his
girlfriend? Yeah, he had to like leave the. He had to leave the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Early, like right as it ended.
Right.
We were all going to get food.
Gotcha.
And that was his reason.
Well, she touches my penis.
It's as good a reason as any. I'll take it.
Was she there witnessing it?
Because no.
I could just see her in the background being like, that's right, bitch.
Not for a week after that live comment, asshole. And you're like, damn it.
Ah, damn it.
Okay. Danny, can't cuss.
Ah, damn it.
You can say ass, though.
Hey, in my household, bitch is not a cuss word.
Yeah,
I'm a veterinarian. Bitch.
Yeah.
It's a medical term.
You also can't say shiz.
We can't say shiz?
We can say shiz.
No, see, my wife and I have actually talked about
this. You guys are making up rules for editing. Okay. I don't know.
I'm under the conclusion the war room has officially broken on my phone again.
Yeah.
Hey, you made it past the first screen.
At least your phone didn't break.
It's your line of the
first time I loaded.
Yeah.
Oh. Hang on, I'm going to try logging in. I want to see if it works for me.
What,
war
room?
Yeah.
It's working.
No, it's just loading to the front screen. You got to this point.
And then it's going to load to the back screen. Oh, God, what was it that got Amy really good the other day?
Your penis?
Oh, no, we were talking about the drain from our gutters.
Ew.
On the like, this... on this corner of the house.
Did you get those gutters drained good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, continue. I'm interested in your gutters.
Yeah, she was like,
in how well kind of like Chad's meat.
Colin, you just killed it.
Tastes good when it fills your mouth.
We were talking about
your gutters.
Like, where it's located on the house, because there's one over there, and there's one on like that corner of the house, and I was thinking she was talking about the one over there. She's like, no, it's the one that's like all the way over to the window. And I was like, wait, you mean the one that's to the wall?
I knew exactly where that was going.
And, also, anytime Shad shoots his stupid epic gristle gun, he needs to say, crescendo to the wall.
Wow.
Till sweat drops down my...
What did she say? Did she get it?
Yeah, she just fucking like rolled her eyes and laughed.
Yep.
Then called me a silly goose.
See, you do not call your friend. What did you just call your friend? You call your friend an asshole like everyone else.
I just call him a silly goose. Yeah, you want to see my Threema list?
We're going to do it live.
We're doing it live.
Yeah, I didn't even build a Threema list.
What?
Because we're live. It's a live list.
It's going to be atrocious.
Well, how is it a live list build when my war room will not work?
Also, mine is frozen.
Yay, war room!
Yeah, I got to let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
He's like worst podcast. He's going to sing the whole thing.
Ever.
I'm sailing away.
I don't know that song.
Come to the
What? From that South Park where he has to sing the entire song super fast.
Yep. They're just like, wait, really, dude? He's just like, yeah, it's not funny. And they're like, I'm sailing away. And he's just like, God, fucking remember from that.
But the dreams we hate.
Ugh.
Okay. Dun. Oh, also, T-Fury has this other Super Sick shirt where it's just a cop shirt, but there's, like, silver, like, pools in it that are the size of, like, bullets.
Okay. To look like you're a T-1000?
Sick, right?
I showed you the Mr. Meepsy shirt, and I got zero response.
I said that was cool.
No, you did not. It's you kind of looked and went,
It's not that clever.
It would die. Whatever. Last name.
Let's just put Mr. Meepsy.
It's a Rick and Morty t-shirt.
What
you're that jazzed about.
Is a like, repeating pattern t-shirt of
Eagle
infinite
Heart,
Mr.
Right?
Meepsies.
Sure.
How
that would be
that?
Sweet.
That's amazing.
What?
What do you mean?
Did you just draw, like, boobs or something?
Yes.
Angle Heart?
Nice.
Is it Angle Heart, but how close is that? That's pretty good.
It's pretty close to Eagle Heart. I wonder if she's related to Maverick.
What the fuck is going on? I don't know.
Stop saying the F word.
Oh, sorry. I'm getting them all out.
He said about 15.
I mean, this is all going to get cut out, so.
Oh, am I killing all of this?
I mean, so far.
Been pretty bad so
we
far.
Have 10 minutes of absolutely nothing.
True.
We can talk about how pumped we are for that new Godzilla movie.
Gojira.
Are we?
Are you not pumped for that?
No.
It looks pretty cool. I like it.
It has like an 87%. It is fresh, Lance. Fresh.
Yeah. Okay.
Like.
It's a new
Bel Air.
It's a new take on Godzilla. He's like not really in the movie. He's sort of
right.
in the background.
Right. It's like
and
Cloverfield.
They're focusing on the people.
Show
oh
them
my gosh!
The
if it's anything like
it's things like Cloverfield. It's things like the original Godzilla remake with Matthew Broderick that makes me disinterested in this movie in a large
Did
capacity.
You see a Kickstarter for that? They're going to riff tracks it. They're kickstarting.
Oh, I'm in. Yeah. Those guys will kill that movie.
That Godzilla movie is so bad.
I have to.
Kickstarter, I don't know, man.
Those guys should be well off.
Yeah, right? I don't know, man.
Maybe Mystery Science Theater money isn't as good as we thought it was. My wife got me the anniversary tin thing of that. It's amazing.
That's pretty sweet, yeah.
Oh, God, the cat's coming.
Oh, really funny.
Everybody be calm.
Everyone's
it's based on movement. Everybody stay perfectly still.
What? He's not limpy. He's just fat.
I don't know.
Jake.
Looks like a little bit of a limp.
Jiggums.
Yeah, it's a little stiff leg or something.
Aww.
Looks like.
Did you break your leg?
Is that like a shot at his penis?
No, that was a shot at his leg.
Did he fall?
Amy!
He didn't fall. Nick.
Amy!
I feel like this
is
like
what we do.
Mom!
Yeah, this is exactly.
Meatloaf!
That's exactly like
what I don't know what she's doing up there.
Okay, buddy. I don't know. Adam, you're a vet. Take a look at him.
Yep.
No. Yeah, the vet said that your cat is limping.
Table.
I would
get
trust
on the
his.
Table.
Let's do a live.
Let's cut this cat wide open.
We got to knock him out first.
Let's do a live spaying right on the air.
Who's
Let's
got the brick
cut
to
this cat wide open.
Who's got the brick to knock him out?
Oh, okay. Is it yeah, Jake. Yeah, neutering. Let's do a live neutering. Let's see what's going on.
Man, you guys, I just had Chinese food.
Yeah!
Oh, racist.
Jake Holmes.
Oh, gosh. Don't make the cat angry. Do not anger him.
I hate everything about life because I'm a cat. We're actually going to watch a veterinarian
all this
in the pre-ramble. Pre-ramble vet exam. Boosh.
We have a live veterinary exam going on right now. Live on the cast.
Oh, Jake is unhappy. Oh, hissing.
Send us your pet.
Oh.
Jake.
Wow.
Send us your pets. Adam will examine them and piss them off.
And we will record it for pre-ramble purposes.
And then quickly the cat becomes nice.
And he's like, I love you.
Don't touch me. I hate you.
Get that cat away from me.
Leg. He's going to claw your like hands up. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, this cat's going to go bonkers.
He's going to wanna.
Dude,
gonna...
you guys...
All right.
I hate cats so much.
Yeah,
why?
I'm not a huge fan. I don't hate them. I dislike like, them.
I know you're allergic,
insane.
Right?
Yeah.
What is your problem?
I'm also allergic.
That's not necessarily. I mean that's a factor. But
right.
Like, I mean, I've owned two cats before, and I just like I remember I would be sitting on the couch. And then the cat would just, like, jump up on the couch and start batting at my head. I was just like, what is going on here? I don't understand anything.
They think you're food.
I don't like my legs being attacked randomly in the night as I'm walking to the bathroom.
I think it's kind of cool to watch them come and dart in and just take your leg out and then go the other direction. Like, it's like the law of the wild in microcosm in your house.
You've read the oatmeal, correct?
Right.
That they're actually, those are failed assassination attempts.
Right. They're trying to take you out, and it doesn't work, and then they abort, 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 and they bail out, and they go running the other direction. I think it's kind of cool to watch.
And their pupils get all dilated and crap.
It's
and
really
just
cool.
Cray, cray.
Like, if you have a cat at your house and you can watch them for a while, just behaving, and then you go to the zoo and you watch, like, tigers and lions and stuff, and it's exactly the same, but just giant.
And then they freaking scratch you up. And then they scratch you up, and you're walking around with these puffy scratch marks on your arms, and you're just like, well, yeah.
I have a cat.
Like, no, I don't have a cat. I promise you, I'm not depressed.
My wife has razor thin nails. Just
oh, my gosh.
I was about
that
to
killed
to
the
a,
whole conversation? Really?
I was about
okay.
to go to a really dark place,
yeah,
and I decided not to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did it have to do with his wife, or...?
No, it was before that even got brought up. Yeah. Like, all right. We all know it's John's wife. Like, it, for some reason, it's always the John's wife jokes.
For you, yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind talking about, I don't know, are you friends with Trevor Christensen on Facebook?
Yeah.
Do you see his Facebook post about the weekend?
No.
All right. He talked about...
Who's Trevor?
Who is he? He's one of the Chantac guys.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's like one of the worst scorn players in the country.
Oh, boy.
Like, he is right above Nick Priest.
Wait a minute.
Have you ragged on this guy before?
Like, I'm pretty close to the top.
Have you
like,
ragged on this guy before?
I have.
Oh, Trevor, okay. Trevor and Nick are the other two scorn players that
don't. I ever
don't.
Speaking of him.
Okay.
I've never spoken of Trevor before in my
life.
Yeah,
okay, okay, yeah.
Well, anyway,
I don't want to lose War Room since it's obviously been so buggy for you guys.
He wrote a post of something that kind of hit close to home for me in maybe a year or two ago.
Was it about boobs?
Yeah, absolutely. About how he felt like one, I guess. Okay. In terms of that, he was very unhappy with his play. Like, he's been putting a lot of time and effort into getting better at the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he went to the tournament and shizzed the bed, I guess, apparently. Or he was very unhappy with his play.
Wait, did you say the bed? Because that sounds like a great thing.
It's shiz, because I didn't want to have to edit my own self out.
But now.
Yes. Yes, but now.
You're welcome.
Now I have to get rid of that instead. So since it's equal amounts work, he said he had a really bad time and he was very upset with his performance, that he wasn't doing well, and that he was putting all this time and effort into it, and he's very upset that he's not getting the returns he wants.
Mm. Talking about Ron Jeremy?
No. God, what the hell?
I mean, where have you been? We started the podcast already. Oh,
stop swearing!
I thought that was one that was okay.
No, shiz.
Oh. Shiz is okay. Ass is also okay.
Is the female dog okay? Have we decided this?
Yes.
Let's just continue to say it, though. Excellent.
All right. Excellent. Either way, beside the point.
I mean, I'm just saying all of these, like, curse words, 50% of them are now acceptable in TV. Yeah.
Right.
So
it's all in context.
In another year,
we might be fine. And then I won't have to edit anything, and my life will be much grander. But in the meantime, yeah, I mean, so his discussion was that he was putting all this time and effort into getting better at War Machine, and the results were not happening. And I have been in that position before, and it creates stress in the game for you. You don't feel like you're a good opponent.
Yeah.
Trevor Christensen on Facebook. He talked about the weekend. I don't know if you saw his post.
Moby McMoperson.
Hey,
not
what
he
I'm
got
heard.
Me good, so I'm
and also the second worst scoring player in the country.
right below you?
No, right in front of Nick Priest.
Nick Priest. Okay. So Nick Priest, Trevor,
Nick
and then
worst,
you.
Then it's Trevor, and then there's like a lot of people, and then me.
Okay.
Okay, I'm probably jinxing myself, but I finally got War Room working.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw that post.
Oh, there it goes.
Damn. And then he gave me crap later that day, so I...
Did he really?
Yeah.
All right, well, good on him. I'm glad he got his humor back to bash Krump.
He said my
leaves.
Battle reports sucked. Way to suck giving battle reports.
That's just saying
I mean,
truths.
All battle reports just suck.
Mine will be super entertaining.
Ugh,
just to be like, this round, I played this list that had 3 units of Gators. And then
next
I won.
Round, I played some Gators. The round after that.
Also, 3 units
I also
of Gators.
Played 3 units of Gators.
Real original.
For the round after that, which was the fourth round,
I played three units of Gators.
Save all this gold for when we're actually recording the podcast. I just found this post incredibly interesting because I've been in that exact position before, and I don't know how to. I don't know how to help him either, because I feel like if I do that exact same thing, like I keep saying, you know, whatever year I'm going to really focus on War Machine, and then a bunch of other crap comes up, but
like a life and a job,
and marriage and a new house and a number of other things,
understandable.
But if I can take that,
you got to paint that house, and then you got to mow the lawn.
No, I don't have to do any of that.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to, but I want a year where I'm going to go to as many conventions as possible, practice like crazy, play against, you know, all the good players, and try to get myself to a level to where I can play competitively and win or get even close. I mean, Adam, for example, getting to second place in St. Louis Open was amazing. Getting second place in a Masters or a top place in a Masters, qualify for a War Machine Weekend tournament, I want to try to get to that. But if I have the exact same problem that Trevor is having, and because I've already had that trouble when I was just starting. I mean, I'm getting myself moving forward, and I was already growing frustrated with the fact that I was losing to people that I didn't feel like I should be losing to, that my play was not doing well, that I was getting rogued, or I was getting trashed, or my lists were bad, or whatever it happens to be, and becoming so frustrated that you weren't getting the returns out of the work you were doing to get better at the game. With at the same time trying to have fun and be a personable opponent without letting it get to you. And that's a very difficult question to answer.
Here's your answer.
All right.
Oh, wow.
It's
that
a
was
tip.
Fast.
It's
that
a
was
tip
really
from
fast.
Something
it's
about
difficult.
Mary.
Not difficult.
Never go
actually.
Out with a loaded gun.
Just, was that your secret?
That's the secret. Never go into a tournament with
did any of you guys have a hotel room with this guy?
Well, I mean,
just curious.
So you mean I shared a bed with him
before you go? Yes, there you go.
Okay.
So was there like a Sears catalog that was all scrunched up?
Yeah.
Like in the bathroom.
Sears? What the?
Well, that was from like the movie. He had like a bra catalog or something. Okay. I was directly referencing the movie he was talking about. God.
Sorry, I blanked it out of my mind because it has Cameron Diaz in it.
That's all it takes.
That was the movie she was okay in.
I mean, she was awful in that movie. But that movie was okay.
What movie?
Insert movie with Cameron Diaz.
Well, I mean, Gangs of New York. I mean, she was in it, but I mean, it was such a long movie.
Everybody talks about that.
She didn't ruin it.
Well, she wasn't. Yeah, like
it was such a long movie that she was sort of.
Such a long.
She got washed out.
It was such an epic saga.
You guys agree? I don't know why this Cameron Diaz thing just came because I was trying to think.
Night and day.
I was trying to think of
this Cameron Diaz thing.
I was trying to think of attractive women earlier because
some
guy on Facebook in the Circle forums or in the Circle Facebook posted like, where would you guys put Mosar as a warlock? And so I was just like, on a scale of Rosie O'Donnell to Mila Kunis, he's like a Shakira.
Mila Kunis?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Is Shakira not hotter than Miley Kunis?
You know, it's a weird scale.
I mean, probably not Miley Kunis.
Everyone has
like
a different
Miley
scale.
Miley Cyrus
and Mila Kunis had a kid.
No, Shakira's
it
definitely
probably would
not.
Be if Mila Kunis went crazy like Miley does and started like... You know, no matter how unattractive Miley Cyrus is, you know that woman would just be amazing in the sack.
I don't
because
know
she's
that.
Gonna be
crazy
a freak.
Ones.
Exactly.
All I know is that I was going off of a ranking system.
Right.
Like, I mean, Maxim's 100 top hottest women.
Yeah.
And the first three were unacceptable. And so the fourth one was unacceptable. So, like, the first one was Miley Cyrus, and I was just like, nope. Feel like a pedo if I put that down.
She's got a really good tooth to gum ratio.
She's like 21.
That's what I think about every time I look at her. Good tooth to gum ratio.
Also,
that's fair.
Next one
was the
like,
veterinarian.
I mean,
like, honestly, like, the top 100 hottest women, it's like first Miley Cyrus. Who the fuck? It's like as bad as the Marvel ranking.
You can vote for it.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Of course, all of her fans came out.
Yeah, and then like second was like Selena Gomez. I guess this now makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not like a bunch of editors getting around and just deciding who
kids
it is.
Kids come out in drones to vote for Maxim's.
Droves? Or drones?
Drones.
They're riding drone planes?
No, they are drones.
Oh, they're drones. Yeah, no, that's absolutely true.
They're
consumer drones.
Dude, it's a problem.
100%
it's a
true.
Problem.
So I just picked one. Shakira was number like 40-ish out of 100, that felt fine.
She's hotter than all of those women, so...
Wait, how is Rosie O'Donnell... 100.
She wasn't on the list.
In this scenario,
Rosie O'Donnell was great.
Who was the 100th? That should have been the end of your scale.
Someone I never heard
so
of.
So everybody was hot.
No, because Grail is not even remotely hot.
So Grail was Rosie O'Donnell in your metaphor.
Yes.
Perfect.
Wait, isn't Grail a dude?
I think that should be the quote on the back of our t-shirts.
Just like Rosie O'Donnell.
So Grail is the Rosie O'Donnell in this metaphor,
if you're
right?
That comparison,
yes.
Then,
are we taking advantage of somebody else's intellectual property rights right now?
Probably.
Is Rosie O'Donnell.
I mean, these are just people.
The
no
podcast
one's claim Rosie O'Donnell.
The podcast does not have to comply with PP conversion rules.
Okay, number 100 was someone.
I am not a number.
Number 100 was someone I've never heard of. Desi Mitchison?
That sounds mispronounced.
Desi Mitchison?
I mean, let me know when I get one. Ashley Skye, Rebecca Mader, Daniela Alonso, Kelly Pickler.
Well,
if I could see
these people, I probably know
who
they are.
Who is Kelly Pickler?
She was a singer. I guess she is a singer.
American Idol, I think, wasn't she?
All right, finally, no one. Zooey Deschanel is number 95. There's one I know.
I know Kelly Pickler because I own all of her records.
Don Olivier.
We're going through all Honda.
Here we are. Lindsay Torres.
No, we're not.
Kendra Perez. No, you guys suck.
Number one isn't Kate Upton, then it's just stupid.
What the No, Jesus.
What's wrong?
She's number eight.
Okay. I at least picked top 10.
Yeah, number one, Miley Cyrus. Number two, Selena Gomez. Number three, Rihanna. Number four.
Wait, how is Rihanna?
Miley Kunis.
Never mind.
Number five, Jennifer Lawrence. Is that
Mystique and Hunger Games girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number six, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Still?
Number seven,
Jesus
Ashley
Christ, is from the 90s?
Number seven,
she's
Sarah
still
Michelle
hot,
Geller.
Lance.
Number seven,
she is
Twitter,
kinda.
Michelle Geller.
She's pretty hot.
Number
now
eight
she's
is
like a
be Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Number seven,
Tiffany.
Number seven,
Debbie Gibson.
Cindy Crawford.
Number seven is,
oh God,
is Ashley.
Kathy
so
Ireland.
Kathy Ireland
wait,
is number nine.
I don't know who this is. Number seven is Ashley
Adam
Tisdale.
And I are way too old for this podcast.
She's on Disney Channel. Like, she was on High School Musical.
Yeah, she's.
Okay.
All I'm thinking about right now is Necessary Roughness.
Wait, she's in that new
Scott
Cameron Diaz.
Wait. Is Kate Upton that bitch with all the kids?
No.
No.
Kate Upton is
the
freaking the
Sports
SI
Illustrated
model with
model.
The giant tits in like.
Nope, got nothing.
Oh, there's my. A picture of her.
Yeah, I know. I see it. Nope.
She's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. She's
yes.
been on the last.
No one buys Sports Illustrated anymore. The porn exists on the internet.
Not for old guys.
Well. It still exists on the internet for you too, Lance.
I mean older guys. They want the paper format.
You just called Lance old. You're an asshole.
Oh, man.
Well, I call myself old.
No, paper's the worst because then it gets on the paper and it gets all crumbly and hard.
You remember when Tyra Banks was on
SI? Yeah, and it blew people's minds.
Oh, man.
It wasn't a white girl. What are we going to do?
Tyra Banks? Look at SI Tyra Banks. Holy crap.
Holy shiz. I heard she's.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Katy Perry's number 11.
You need to see.
Okay. To all those listeners, look up Tyra Banks. SI.
Whoa.
Taylor's.
Yeah.
This is going to blow.
Yeah, Nick, turns
no.
out
no,
everyone
is,
has a
this
different
This is
going
to blow Colin's mind wide open.
She has bug eyes. She does not belong
Colin,
anywhere on
where
the
Where do you
list.
Suppose Olivia Wilde would be on the list?
Olivia Wilde?
Yeah, you know who
25.
You remember when he was like upset?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It was like a background. Wasn't it like a background
from Tron? I'm sure
on his phone.
Yeah, the leather outfit from Tron, right?
25
no,
on my
like
computer.
The no clothes outfit from Tron.
More like the no clothes outfit.
Okay, I was in the right genre.
I mean,
she
one?
Wasn't completely naked.
Why
I have
she
a little
get
bit of taste?
Yeah, I mean, her hands were covering her nipples.
That was true.
Got to have some mystery.
She
had
pants, She's think. Below Taylor Swift.
What? Okay, now that is a travesty.
There's what the like, mind was blown.
Just blows my mind.
She has bug eyes. She does not belong on the list.
Also, Emma Stone is below Megan Fox.
Who has bug eyes?
Taylor Swift.
Emma Stone is higher than or lower than?
Lower.
So and she, also,
she's like 21.
Megan Fox has toe thumbs.
Megan Fox is 20. Wait, and Emma Stone is what?
21.
21. 21. So you have two different types of hot there. I mean,
it's a weird.
There's girl next door, and then there's
like,
smoking
man,
supermodel.
There's,
like there's the person,
porn star.
There's like the person who I like in movies, and then there's the person who is in all the movies I hate.
Yeah, but when you're talking about
childhood.
Like getting with a chick, you're not like, wow, she's a really good actor. Like I want to be with that.
Really enjoy her
I
huge
do,
personality.
I
would not touch Megan Fox with a 10-foot pole.
I bet you weren't saying that.
It's probably because you only have like a
3-inch
first
transformer.
She has toe thumbs. I've always been saying that.
Toe thumbs? Who cares?
I don't know what
so a girl's
toe thumbs
is the canceling.
I don't
want to
look at a
girl.
I hope we don't have any female listeners.
Oh, we. I doubt we do.
We
have
just
lost them
all.
All
of them.
All two of them?
I mean,
all right.
We're Miami. We talk about beaches on the beach.
Beaches on the beach.
This is what we do.
Oh my God. You guys watch Inside Amy.
Bro, do you even lift? What?
I used to watch Inside Amy Schumer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think
she had a comedy bit on the special. She had it was really funny. She's down in Miami Beach with her and her friend, and they were both they're kind of average looking, and they're watching these women go by in bikinis, and they're like talking to the cabana boys, like, what are those? And he's like, those are women. He's like, what are we? I don't know. That just reminded me of that.
All right, should we actually podcast?
I think we should podcast.
Are we doing this joke?
Probably podcast.
I guess. Who wants to set up? Because neither of us play Legion, so that's freaking awkward.
Nobody,
doesn't matter. We can just
got to pretend like you do.
Plays
like,
it for fun.
There was one day I was herpa-derping and ignoring all the rules of War Machine, and I decided to play Legion.
Okay.
That's the something something.
At one point, we owned Legion.
No, we're going to say something something.
We're just going to be like,
this joke
yeah, this
was
joke
submitted
from,
by...
uh,
and then just launch into it. Give them a nice,
we can probably say it was like we can do the joke and then just after the then say it was submitted
joke
by
was user submitted by.
If you would like to submit jokes, please PM them to
NPR
DavidCaruso@hotmail.com.
I'm
gonna set up that account.
I was about to say, do we not have that account set up already?
Hold on.
We cannot advertise.
We cannot use their IP.
We can't use David Caruso. It's a fucking name.
How do we,
Nick.
Do we have email ability yet at Muse? We could have David Caruso jokes at MuseOnMinis.com.
I don't know. I think John and Nigel might have MuseOn accounts, but I don't think we do.
Whatever. No, I'm creating one. Need help. Create an account. Yeah.
You do Hotmail. What the hell? Who
Gmail.
Uses
Gmail? I'm using Gmail.
All right. You said Hotmail originally.
Yeah, I mean, Hotmail's funnier.
Hey.
It is funnier.
AOL.
Because he would totally be into that.
I think we should use AOL. If we're gonna go old school, let's use AOL.
How do you spell Caruso?
Well, listeners,
C A R Caruso.
Just sound it
hang
out.
Hang on, C A R.
Sound it out.
U S O E.
There you go.
You could just Google it.
Yeah, we also.
That's
have Google.
Totally right.
Yeah, I'm Googling.
We should actually try and do it without Google.
Actually,
I spelled it correctly.
Nice.
C A R U S O.
All right. Without the E?
Yeah, no E.
All
right. Oh, my God. I want to get this podcast
Yeah, like I
started.
Said, sound it out.
We're actually sending this we're sending this out?
David.Caruso.
Yeah, I'm assuming David Caruso was taken, right?
I don't know. I haven't tried.
Dot mom. David Caruso's mom.
That's that name. God damn it.
How about David Caruso's
okay.
mom?
Okay, let's just do this.
Gmail.com.
How about David Caruso good?
No.
We could also do this later.
Yeah.
Suck.
Okay, so
we should just say email them to david.caruso@gmail.com. And then this fuck right,
I'm just doing this. I'm just doing this now.
Why are people sending me
He's
these?
He's not
boards?
Stopping.
Is he giving the line? Then is he doing the serendipity line? Are you just setting him up
working?
To say that?
Something. Say
something
the serendipity.
Dark.
Yeah.
Side.
So let him say the serendipity line.
You could say it's serendipity.
Yeah.
I'll
deliver it.
Okay.
I got it.
All right. So this last weekend, I decided to go to a tournament, and one of our local players let me borrow Legion to play. And I was playing Saren and Evale. And all I got to say is in round one, I got paired against another Legion player. And something, opponent and I accidentally got locked into Saren versus Saren in the final or in the game.
Grump displeased by the delivery.
Yeah. Displeased by the something.
Yada yada.
You set it up perfectly and then just added something to it.
God,
it was perfect. Just leave out the something.
It was a perfect setup and then you left.
Okay.
Right, try it again.
It's either something
without
something,
the something
or perfect setup.
I think if you said yada yada yada, that would have worked. Anyways, continue.
Yada 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 would have been. Okay, we'll try yada yada yada.
We don't have to try it.
Then we'll go to something else.
Don't try it. Lance is going to murder us.
All right.
We're going to zen-like pose.
So this last weekend, I went to a tournament, and one of our local players let me borrow Legion. And in round one, I got paired up against another Legion player. And I decided I was going to take Saren in the list, or in the game. I'm going to restart.
Jesus. You are damaging my calm.
Okay.
Fox, you should just, Wet Willie Lance.
Oh, no.